Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
This was an operation targeted, an airstrike targeted against insurgents, which we very much believe to be who we hit. We also take the claims of civilian casualties very, very seriously. So we are investigating and doing everything we can to get to the bottom of this.
CBS News Afghan analyst Jerry Van Dyke says this incident only adds to a huge problem for the U.S.
The United States last year, according to the United Nations, killed 828 civilians. This is one very large reason why the Taliban are gaining in power. Because they have said, why is the United States here if it is killing you? Come and join us.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. The U.S. has a new strategy in Afghanistan this year, but Defense Secretary Robert Gates says it's too early to judge if it's working.
We think we now have the resources and the right approach.
But this is just the start for the U.S. military and civilian aid aimed, as Gates put it, at turning around a deteriorating situation.
August jobless numbers are on the way from the Labor Department in about half an hour. Despite signs the economy is picking up, the unemployment rate is expected to rise to 9.5%. CBS News correspondent John Hartshey has more.
Nearly 7 million jobs have been lost since the recession started at the end of 2007. That has doubled the unemployment rate, and it may not improve anytime soon.
We likely won't see the unemployment rate peak until at least the middle of next year, peaking at around 10.2 or 10.3%.
Heidi Scherholz is an economist at the Economic Policy Institute, where a new report notes a remarkable slowdown in wage growth. Wages have increased only half as much in the past year as in the previous two, and slow income growth could mean consumers won't have the means to fuel much of an economic recovery.
I'm Pete Combs in Atlanta. Economist Owen Malcolm at Sanders Financial Management in Atlanta says the number of underemployed Americans is staggering.
Underemployment currently stands at about 15% of the workforce.
They're working fewer hours for less pay, and as a result, Malcolm says they're spending less.
Unfortunately, it prompts a vicious cycle. They're not going to spend until they're out of the woods, but companies aren't going to begin hiring again until spending picks up.
I'm Steve Kathan.
What do we want? Teachers!
There's been labor unrest in some school districts, with tens of thousands of teachers let go nationwide before the start of school this fall, and many educators wonder what the future holds.
I don't know. You know, the economic situation is not good.
Carmen Quesada of the National Education Association.
School districts and the state education departments do not have the resources.
And she says if the economic recovery is slow, more teachers could be tested by unemployment. Nick.
Through a veil of sorrow, family and friends were at Michael Jackson's side as he was taken to his final resting place last night. CBS's Steve Futterman reports from Forest Lawn Cemetery.
It was supposed to take place at sunset. Instead, it took place after dark as the Jackson family arrived more than 1 hour late. It began with Michael Jackson's three children placing a crown on top of their father's casket. Gladys Knight sang a hymn. There was one Jackson song performed, appropriately, Never Can Say Goodbye. When the ceremony was over, the surviving Jackson brothers lifted the gold casket of the most famous Jackson brother. It was carried into the great mausoleum, Michael Jackson's final resting place. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Glendale, California.
It was no accident.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Broncos win 19-0 over the Cardinals. Coach Josh McDaniels.
It was one of the things we wanted to do, play physical, more physical than we certainly did against Chicago. And offensively, we had a couple nice runs there in the first couple drives.
Up next for the Broncos, the Bengals in Cincinnati to open the regular season next Sunday, starting quarterback to be determined. Thousands of dollars are missing from the Adams 12 five-star school district. The money was sporting event ticket sales and concession stands money. When administrators questioned the athletic director, he left. Matt Barnes is with Thornton Police.
There's a lot of documents, a lot of records, a lot of financial institutions that we want to look at, and that takes time.
The district's Janelle Albertson tells 9 News the athletic department became suspicious after a recent audit. And the Mets beat the Rockies 8-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
not a bad drive as you're out and about. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. In fact, a lot of people are already in their vacation mode. The southbound I-25 still up to speed to and through the downtown area. Same deal on northbounders through that stretch between the stadium and I-70. No problems to report on 76 or on C-470. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm and sunny day with a high of about 86, 87 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 57, currently 58. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Barbaric!
Radio talk show host Bill Preston.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
They're square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos dias, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball. Play ball indeed. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bill Press Show on this Friday, September the 4th, the Friday before Labor Day. Woohoo! 7 minutes past the hour on this Friday, and hope where you're living, the weather's going to be good for this weekend, so you can get some last few barbecues in before the winter turns cold, and you can't go outside, or if you're like me, you can grill year-round in a parka and galoshes. Which is true.
Absolutely.
So hopefully you have a great Labor Day weekend. We've got a great Labor Day topic coming up in a little bit. Dr. Ron Fauché, who's a president of Claris Research, is a polling company here in D.C. Ron is a former editor and publisher of Campaigns and Elections magazine and literally wrote the book on political campaigning. Several books teaches here in the district as well, polling and research. He did an interesting poll. Or ask people if they like their jobs. So it's going to be interesting to see what the American people have. Do they like their jobs on this Labor Day?
I have the best job ever.
When that alarm goes off at 3 a.m.
No, I do. Actually, I love what I do because, I mean, you know, I get to come out here and talk about what I want to talk about. And, you know, well, Bill talks about what he wants to talk about, but I help him talk about what he wants to talk about.
You're a second banana, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? We've got probably the quintessential second banana in all of American television.
What's a second banana?
A second banana is a guy that plays the straight man for the comedian, and we have got the quintessential, probably the one of the best known second bananas in all of television history. Probably the second best known. Ed McMahon probably was the best
sure.
known second banana.
Sure.
Demond Wilson, who played Lamont on one of my favorite 70s.
Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son. He's going to be coming up. He's got a new book out, and it's going to be also a new movie called The Bittersweet Memories of Sanford and Son, Second Banana. It's coming out soon, and they're also doing a movie on it, Faith Ties. Check out www.faithtiesmovie.com. He's going to be along to talk about... what was it like to work with really a comedic genius in Red Fox? I actually, knowing this interview was coming up, watched a few reruns of Sanford and Son last night. And, you know, the comedy was just, it was really, really hilarious. And, of course, he's probably better known for anyone who watched Sanford and Son as, "You big dummy." That was kind of the main, that was what Fred called him all the time, Fred Sanford. So Demond Wilson is the founder and CEO of Restoration House of America, a nonprofit organization formed in 95. For the rehab of former prison inmates across the racial divide. And so we'll be talking with him, kind of a Labor Day treat, just kind of something out of the ordinary, but it should be a great interview coming up. 9 minutes past the hour, and so we've got a lot of show for you, so let's get right on to it.
This is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Always works better if you turn on your microphone. Sorry.
That was energetic.
I'm right with you. What are you doing? Wow. This just wow.
Nice, Stevie.
This was incredible. This was awesome. All right. penthouse is honored.
Oh, now I know what you were doing.
I was doing my research in Penthouse for this story. Penthouse is honoring the NFL in its own special way. Don't worry, the nudie magazine is not featuring the players naked. Rather,
cheerleaders.
Their wives.
Their wives?
Yes, in its next issue, Penthouse magazine has photos of the wives of Jeremy Shockey, Jeff Garcia, Reggie Bush, Tim Couch, Tom Brady, Hank Baskett, and others.
Oh, man. Hank Baskett's wife?
Hank,
really?
Is Kendra Wilkinson, former...
I'm aware of that, actually, sadly.
Oh, well, yeah. So what's wrong with that? I don't look at naked women, so I'm just reading the news.
Yes.
Speaking of women, Miley Cyrus is becoming a homewrecker at the age of just 16 years old.
Speaking of women, she's 16 years old. She's a girl. She's a very little girl. Stop.
Yes. Star Magazine reporting the superstar teen's new boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth, was another woman's longtime man until the real-life Hannah Montana caught his eye. The tabloid reports Laura Griffin is brokenhearted about her relationship of 5 years of falling apart with the Australian actor, but she tweeted on her Twitter account that there is no way that she can compete with Miley Cyrus.
I guess that's the way she's not having the best of both worlds, is she?
No. Wow. That was good.
Yeah.
Think about that all morning?
No, my daughter is all we have is Hannah Montana.
So you actually know what you're talking about.
I've seen almost every episode 8 times.
See, I don't watch Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know. And Michael Vick playing football much sooner than expected. The NFL ruling yesterday, the former dogfighter, now a quarterback with the Eagles, can start playing in Week 3 instead of Week 6.
Yeah. He's going to be excited when they go to the wishbone offense. Okay, that was really...
That was all right. Yeah, well, of course, I laugh at walls that have drying paint. But.
All right, do you like your job? That's the question. Do you like your job? That's the interesting fact today as we head into Labor Day. Dr. Ron Fauché, the president of Claris Research, which is a polling firm associated with my PR firm, Corvus Communications. But Ron is the president of Claris Research and one of the most well-known pollsters in America, teaches classes on the subject, and was the former publisher of the Campaigns and Elections magazine. And Ron joins us now this morning. Ron, good morning. Thanks for joining me this morning on this Friday before Labor Day.
Well, Rich, thank you. Happy to be here.
So do you like your job?
I love my job. Absolutely.
That's the perfect answer. So do I. Hey, let me ask you, do Americans love their jobs? Ron recently did a poll across America finding out if Americans like their jobs. And I hear complaints about people with their jobs. I'm wondering if the economy and the lack of jobs has people kind of pining for the days when they had jobs even they didn't like. So what's the answer?
Well, according to our poll, 88% of the American people are happy with their jobs.
Wow.
Which is very high, and it's higher than I expected it to be, and I think a lot of people expected it to be. And perhaps the economic problems, as you said, are fueling that, because many people are just happy to have jobs. If they see the economy not doing well, they see friends having problems, and so yeah, people are very happy with their jobs. Although even though nationally the numbers are very high, when you get into some demographic groups, you can see there are some differences. So not everybody likes their job at the same high rate.
Does it have something to do with income level? I mean, if you're higher paid, are you more likely to like your job?
Yeah, I mean, higher income definitely, but what we thought was interesting is age, for example. People under 30 are 27% less likely to like their jobs than people over 60. So the older you get, the happier you are with your job. 96% of people over 60 were happy with their jobs,
for
example.
That's virtually everybody.
Oh, yeah, just about. I mean, that's about as high of a number as you get in the poll. As you would expect, workers with medical insurance are happier than those who don't have medical insurance. Hispanics and whites were both 90% happy with their jobs, although African Americans were 77%. People with college degrees happier than those without. And interestingly, Republicans are much happier with their jobs than Democrats by about 12 points.
So you didn't test inside the Beltway, I'm guessing, these days?
No, we didn't do that. Didn't do that.
I'm guessing Republicans are a little less happy with their jobs at this point. Listen, Ron, you mentioned the people with medical care, with health care benefits at their jobs. Did you do some questioning about the current state of health care in America today?
The polls continue to show that voters are frankly of two minds. On the one hand, they think the current system has problems. They think it's too expensive. Those people who don't have insurance are unhappy and concerned. Those people who do fear they're going to lose it. So there's a lot of concern about health care, as there have been for many, many years. On the other side of the coin, most voters in the United States are happy with their health care, and they're happy with the quality of their care.
Could that be some of the reason that it's driving, because people who are, even progressives who understand that we need a better healthcare system, but personally they're doing just fine. I understand that there's a huge healthcare crisis in America. Personally, my healthcare is great. My healthcare coverage is great and has been most of my adult working life. Do you see that maybe, is there kind of a disconnect there with people that are happy with their personal current plans and that don't understand the need for a major overhaul of healthcare?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. We also see in polling that people who have health insurance, whether they're paying for it or whether it's provided by their employers, fear that any kind of a health care reform plan that passes simply means they're going to be paying more for their insurance, because by putting more benefits into the system, by having universal coverage, they're going to end up paying for other people. So you've got a lot of disconnects here. And one of the things where I think supporters of health care reform and Democrats might have misread public opinion is for many, many years now, we've seen it in the 90s, we've seen it throughout this decade. When you take polls, of course, a very high number of people think healthcare and healthcare reform is a major issue that needs to be addressed. And I think a lot of people said, well, we can do anything we want and people are going to clamor for change. But in truth and in fact, voters understand healthcare. They understand their situations, but they don't understand these healthcare plans and legislation that's now moving through Congress, and that scares them. And so then they start pulling back.
Very, very interesting data. And Barack Obama's poll numbers also, most polls have showed him a slight dip. Did yours as well?
Yes, it did. In fact, our last survey for the first time showed he went slightly below 50%. His positive job rating was 49%. And even worse for him was his job rating among independents. I mean, we're now to a point where essentially, most Democrats like Obama and the job he's doing. Most Republicans don't. And independents, being swing voters, is a crucial constituency here because he beat McCain with independents. He beat McCain 52-44%. But at this point, among independents, his job rating in our survey was down to 43%. Independents still like Obama personally. They respect him as a man. Most people think he's very intelligent. He's honest. He's truthful. He's a leader who knows what he's doing and where he's going. But in terms of his policies, they're afraid he's going to raise taxes. They think he's trying to do too much too fast. They think he wants government to do too many things. They think he's spending too much money. They don't think he's clearly explaining his policies very well. And all of these numbers among independents are much worse than it would have been 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago.
Very interesting. Ron, let me ask you one quick question just to wrap up. People, again, we're talking with Ron Fauché, Claris Research. Tell folks where, because Ron also does a great daily or weekly kind of polling analysis that he sends out via newsletter. People want to sign up to get that via their email so they can kind of keep track of it. Where do they go to do that, Ron?
You can go to the Claris Research Group website, which is Clarusrg. ClarisRG.com, ClarisRG.com. And you can sign up for it there, and it's free for everybody.
Great. That's it's a great update. Friends across town say they love getting it. It really gives them a quick snapshot. Not a lot of paper, but it's a real good snapshot of where this country's headed. Dr. Ron Fauchet, thanks for joining me, my man.
Thank you, Rich.
Great. Have a great weekend. 20 minutes past the hour, you're listening to the Bill Press Show. This morning with Rich Masters. Glad to have you along for the ride. We'll be back with more show after a quick break.
Visit BillPressShow.com, the only place for Bill's podcasts and commentary. The virtual home of the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children, and for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free. 800-591-2546. That's 800-591-2546.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic's still pretty light for us out there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. Quentin Tarantino has struck box office gold and scored the best opening weekend of his career with his latest movie, Inglourious Basterds, which ranked in a whopping $37.6 million. The movie, which stars Brad Pitt, tells the story of a group of Jewish American commandos who wage a violent and surprisingly humorous war on the Nazis.
Hurry in Friday and Saturday only during Sports Authority's Labor Day sale with savings up to 65% off original prices. We're your tailgating headquarters with a huge selection of canopies, camp chairs, coolers, grills, and more from top brands like Coleman. It's time to shop Sports Authority Friday and Saturday during our Labor Day sale with savings up to 65% off original prices. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
Attention homeowners, President Obama just passed the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's...
Hi, this is John Elway.
I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 524-1001. And tell him John sent you.
Long weekend. Started for him earlier in the week, so we're glad I'm doing that. Glad that he allowed me to sit in the big chair. Going to give you kind of a round robin of news, some other news, political news, making news kind of today that you may not have heard of. Huffington Post is reporting this morning that a pro healthcare reform advocate, 65-year-old man's finger was bitten off at a healthcare rally. That's right, healthcare rally. A witness from the scene says the man, who is 65 years old, when he was going through the people opposed to health care, he's going through a rally for those opposed to get and make his way to the ones that were in favor of health care reform, got into a fight, and the man's finger was bitten off. One of the TV stations out. Oh. So anyway, that's kind of what we're used to. And you know, when you've got Glenn Beck and the rest of these idiots out there talking and praising the people who these idiots who bring guns to the rallies, it's amazing. So that's that. Also, there's a report out of the Huffington Post this morning that Charlie Gibson, we talked yesterday about Charlie Gibson, the anchor of ABC News news broadcast, is apparently, according to Huffington Post, sources are saying that he was livid, really angry that Diane Sawyer was named his replacement.
I don't know if I'd buy this.
I don't know it either. I mean, it's you know, ABC obviously is denying it. You know, Sawyer has, you know, dismissed it. And anyway, that's a report that people will be chattering about. Excuse me, around the water cooler this morning. And also, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta held a news conference yesterday to give a state of the H1N1 flu. And I want to be honest here. My firm helps work with the CDC, so but that, you know, this is still important news.
Sure,
I think.
Sure.
Dr. Thomas Frieden, the head of the Centers for Disease Control, he's the new head, took over. Was asked specifically about the vaccines that are going to become available sometime in mid-October. He said they're going to try to get them out as quickly as possible, and that kids and pregnant women and people with underlying health diseases are the ones that need the help the most.
My kids will get the flu vaccine when it becomes available, and I would recommend that all school children get vaccinated.
Again, Dr. Thomas Frieden. He went on to say that everyone is worried and concerned, and they've got their finger on this, both DHH as well as CDC, that right now it appears as if this flu might not be as serious as people thought.
The good news is that so far that means that although it may affect lots of people, most people will not be severely ill.
Again, Dr. Thomas Frieden, but don't let your guard down. Again, wash your hands, cover your sneeze or cough in your sleeve, not in your hands. Wash your hands more than you regularly do. If you have a fever or you feel like you're coming down with the flu, stay home. Don't go to work. Don't go to school. It's the quickest way it can spread. Great advice. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, a real Liberty Day a treat for you. Demond Wilson, better known to millions and millions of Americans as Lamont from the 70s sitcom Sanford and Son, will be along to talk about what he's been doing in his new book called Banana, The Bittersweet Memories of Sanford and Son. We're going to talk to the big dummy after we take a quick break, so please come on back.
Is the Bill Press Show.
The best age for your child to learn to read is during the first 5 years of life. Kathleen discovered this fact firsthand.
A friend of ours recommended the Your Baby Can Read series when we had our first child, Jacob. Never thought anything of it. We plopped him down in front of it.
Your Baby Can Read worked amazingly well.
When Jacob was 3 years old, he was reading at second grade level. He turned 5 in July, went to kindergarten, and in 3 weeks he was moved to first grade.
Kathleen knows it's no coincidence.
Because we have 3 children and all are reading on a high level. School was very easy. Straight A students, maybe 1 or 2 children, but all 3, probably a successful video. So bam, it worked.
Did Kathleen have to work at it?
No, I didn't have to do a thing. Your baby can read definitely gives them a life skill that can never be taken away from them. It's been invaluable.
For a limited time, you can receive a completely risk-free trial of the Your Baby Can Read program. Call now and we'll also include three free learning gifts with your risk-free trial. Call 1-800-508-3105. 800-508-3105. 800-508-3105.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
If you're going to be buzzing around downtown today, taste a couple.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
I want to suck your...
I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Love sucks on the CW first day.
So next, something better.
It was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
or online at nwphysicians.com.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or GoGetThin.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Everybody, and welcome back to the Bill Press Show on this Friday before Labor Day. It is the 4th of September, and I'm so glad to have you along for the ride, and I am beyond thrilled to introduce our next guest. Demond Wilson is an American television icon, perhaps best known as Lamont in the 70s sitcom Sanford and Son. I grew up watching this show, and Red Fox made me laugh literally day in and day out. He's probably best known for that, but best respected by people who have known what he did for the rest of it, for his career. He's also founder and CEO of Restoration House of America. It's a nonprofit organization which he formed in 1995 to rehab former prison inmates across the racial divide. And this is oftentimes very thankless work. But Demond Wilson has used his celebrity, his fame, his intelligence to really help rehabilitate prisoners and get their lives back online. And he's a true American hero. He's got a new book out called Second Banana, The Bittersweet Memories of Sanford and Son. And Demond Wilson joins us now. It's a real honor. Demond, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Good morning to all your listeners.
Well, tell me a little bit about this, about the book. I'm looking forward to it. It's coming out soon, or is it already out, or can people pre-order?
As we speak, it's being pressed.
Oh, well, fantastic. I'm looking forward to reading.
It's going to start going out on the 18th of this month.
Okay, put it on your calendars, and you can probably pre-order it on Amazon.com. Again, it's Second Banana.
Well, the best way to get it is to go on the number 2, N as in Nancy, D as in David, banana.net. And it's, you know, my procrastinationing, right? This is not my first book. I have like 10 books. But my procrastination in writing this book comes from the fact that I wanted to put a piece together that was going to be a finely funny, sad, poignant, finely detailed, documented line of what happened, what truly happened in those shows. You know, Sanford and Son has a huge fan base. It's in 40 foreign countries in the world. I have hundreds and hundreds of orders for the book from Great Britain and from London, England, and from Spain and South Africa and East Africa. And I did not want to write a book that was going to have any kind of venom in it. In this book, I don't vilify anyone, nor do I give anyone any undue recognition. It's a timeline of the things that Red and I had to go through as we pioneered television for blacks back in those days.
You know, and I was watching, we're speaking with DeMond Wilson, who is the star of Sanford and Son. And DeMond, I watched several of the shows last night. It's in perpetual reruns, you know, on cable near you somewhere. And, you know, as I grew up watching this, it belly laughs throughout. But as I watched some of these shows last night, the thing that really struck me was that, well, people remember the kind of the give and take and the, you know, the battles between Fred and Lamont. What I missed growing up, especially because that happened to be some of the funnier memories, was the real sense of family and, you know, and while you could, you know, not get along, you always came back to loving and respecting one another, which to me was a tremendous lesson that, you know, I didn't necessarily see when I was a kid watching it.
Well, that was very insightful. A lot of people missed the show. They heard Red's dialogue, you know, the terms that he would use for his son and the things that he would say to Aunt Esther and other people. But the cement, the glue, if you will, the adhesive that held that show together, that a lot of people missed, was the love between the father and the son. Lamont was not a dummy. Lamont knew that his father was a con. Lamont loved his father so much that he went out there. You were playing the theme song by Quincy Jones. It's called Street Beater. And Lamont went out there and beat the street. And as meager as it was, his father established that business. And Lamont went out there on that truck, and he kept that household together, kept a roof over his father's head, and put food on the table. And it was about the love that the father had for the son and the son had for the father. Lamont could have left along, you know, he could have gone and done anything he wanted to do, but he stayed because of the love. And that singularly is what drew people to that show. It was a love between a father and a son. And that was the reason that I wrote the book, to show that the relationship, people often ask me, did you and Red have the same kind of relationship off screen that you had on screen? And I tell them, if you have ever watched any one of the 130 episodes, even when Red and I personally were at odds, the love that we had and the respect that we had for one another was always prevalent.
And you could really see it. It really, you know, it really, really came through. It's an interesting book. And it's also going to be made into a movie. Isn't that right?
I don't know. I'm starting a film in the fall. I don't know if maybe you know something I don't know. you know, it's funny. It's poignant. It's funny. It has antidotes. I can only tell actually one story out of the book that I've been using over and over in the interviews, and I've done hundreds of them in the last couple of months. But Red and I were in there because they're all unexpurgated stories. You know, Red did blue material. We were in Vegas at Caesar's Palace, and Red's drink of choice was Chivas Regal, and his game of choice was Keno. And one night he hit for $50,000, and he was about 1.5 sheets to the wind, and he took his little short legs over to the store at Caesar's, and he bought an attaché case, and he bought a bicycle lock and a chain, and he came back, and he got a room, and he was, his little legs was headed to the elevator, you know, as best as he could, and everybody's yelling, "Hey, Fox, where you going?" He said, "I know y'all saw me win this money. I'm going to go upstairs and chain myself to this case and chain it to the bed." And we said, why are you going to do that? He says, "Because if a man is walking across the casino with a briefcase, nobody will say nothing. But if they're dragging an old Negro in a bed, somebody will stop him." Is that insane?
Wow.
I'm telling you, we laughed so hard. We were, Red was, back in the day, Red had a play that he was backing called Selma. This is like circa 75, 76. And we had just returned from New York City. I grew up in New York when, as a matter of fact, I'm a decorated Vietnam veteran. And when we came back from New York, Percy Sutton had reopened the Apollo Theater, and he was inviting black celebrities to come and have like a celebrity week. And he had Cosby and Dinah Ross, and Red and I were back there. And so we got back, and after work, Red said to me, he called me on and off screen, son. He said, "Son, come, I want you to take a ride with your pop." So I said, "Okay, cool." And we go to a little small club on Santa Monica Boulevard where he was having flyers for the play printed up. And when we go inside the club, it's like just dark, you know, Friday afternoon. Scully Mitchell, the producer, actor, comedian, was sitting at the bar with some people, at a table, rather. And I didn't hear what Scully said to Red, but it cracked up the whole place. And Red didn't even slow down. He just kept walking. And I'm thinking, Red is not going to give him a retort. I mean, this Red was the emperor of put-downs. You did not heckle Fox. I don't care if he was on a stage walking down the street at a rehearsal hall. You couldn't one-up him. But he didn't say anything. He just kept walking. We go inside. We spend about 10 minutes with the owner of the club. We get the flyers, and I'm in front of him. I'm just about to open the door. Red turns over his shoulder, and he said, "Hey, Scully." And Scully said, "What?" He said, "Demond and I just came back from New York City. You know what they saying about you in New York?" And Scully said, "What?" Red said, "Not a damn thing." And I kid you not, we were in Red's convertible, Rolls Royce, right? And when we were pulling out of the parking lot, going onto the street, we could still hear the club laughing.
That's hilarious. We're talking with DeMond Willis.
That's all I can tell out of the book on the air.
Oh, man. Oh, I bet. Well, I'm really looking forward to reading it. DeMond, I know we need to let you go, but I want you to talk a little bit about this Restoration House of America. It's a great program.
It was formed in 95 for the rehabilitation of former inmates, first-time offenders, nonviolent crimes, and we're giving GEDs and trades, you know, ground floor entrepreneurialism, roofing, tiling, plumbing, electronics, because the recidivism rate is astronomical of people that go in prison and come out. They go back within a five-year period of time. I think it's something like 79-80% of them. So that's basically what it is. We've had success with it, and we've had red lights with it, because in a lot of the Republican cities and states, they don't want it because they don't believe in prison reform. But that's primarily what it is. And my new film, I start in the fall in Detroit, Michigan. It's called Faith Ties.
Yes.
And it is a wonderful piece. It's in the vein of It's a Wonderful Life with Jeremy Stewart.
Yeah.
and I play an old drunken guy who's been living on the street for 10 years. He lost his family through his own fault. He was a millionaire. He's not broke. He just gave up on life. And God uses this old beat-up drunk guy to save the day in this story. And it's a family piece, and it's called Faith Ties. People can go on faithtiesmovie.com and look at the promos for it, and they can go on the number 2, N as in Nancy, D as in David, banana.net.
All right. Listen, great. DeMond Wilson, we'll have links to those on the Bill Press Show website.
You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook also.
Oh, great. Listen, again, thank you. It's a real honor. DeMond Wilson, you know, making me laugh for all of these years. And
again this morning.
And definitely again this morning. Definitely started my weekend great. And thank you for all the work that you're doing with the prisoners. That is, let me tell you what, that is, that's a gift from God, and I thank you so much for it. Damon Wilson, thank you so much.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. 16 minutes before the hour. This is Rich Master sitting in for Bill Press this morning. We'll be back with more of the show after a quick break.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children, and for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 47.com. Freedom47.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Expect some lane restrictions, pedestrian traffic, and delays on the surface streets around Civic Center Park today for Taste of Colorado. Events will take place between 11:30 and 10 p.m. If you're on the highways around Denver, really no problems. Pretty light and quiet for us right now. Just the normal jams on southbound 25 and Thornton, and again, heading into downtown. No problems for northbounders. You will see some heavy traffic southbound 225 after Colfax. Forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, a high of 85. Right now, 56 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado. Progressive Talk.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the Lost Cat Magnet. Just turn it on, and Lost Cat stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff, too. But remember, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Are you in a job you hate? Wonder why you haven't found the career you love? The Streeter Opportunity Group has helped many in the same position with their Life 101 Living Backwards course, guaranteed to give you a plan and a mentor. Register by September 7th and receive a discounted tuition rate of $99. You have nothing to lose, except that job you hate. Call the Streeter Opportunity Group, 720-401-2161. That's 720-401-2161.
And then the United States is going to be going before a joint session of Congress on Wednesday to lay out in specific detail what he does and does not want in a overall health insurance reform bill. We talked a good bit about it the last couple of days, and I made the assertion, and I continue to stay with it, that I want the whole ball of wax. You know, I like to win. I like to win hard. But if we, at the end of the day, if we can come to a compromise, without compromising away our principles and without compromising away the whole store, then I think we need to get a bill. I think a victory For those who don't want health care reform is if we don't do absolutely nothing, which of course generated lots and lots of listener emails. And of course we love our listener emails. BillPressShow.com. I read every single one of them. We got a lot yesterday and I read every single one of them and I love the points everybody makes. And I want to read a couple of them, for you now. Denise Solomons writes, healthcare reform without a public option will benefit few Americans, but the biggest winners will be the insurance companies. The same insurance companies have been allowing people to die in the name of profits. Tired of corporations getting the cookies and the taxpayers getting the crumbs. Unless all along the plan has been to cater to the insurance companies, never before have I been so disappointed in the Democratic Party and in President Obama. Again, I think Obama wants a serious health reform bill, and I think if we don't pass something, we're going to get nothing and the insurance companies win. That's my position. And I know there's a lot of people that disagree. Again, if you want to disagree, BillPressShow.com, and please comment. And I'm not advocating, by the way, that we give in or we cater right now, but if the only bill we can get passed reforms insurance, allows, forces insurance companies to live up to their obligations for patients who have paid in for years and years and then they deny them coverage, that bill will take care of this. They're not going to give away the store on this. Ann Lamb writes, Rich, you might be right about taking what we can get, but what happens to people like me who cannot afford health insurance? I'm not old enough for Medicare. In fact, I have been several years before that, but I just can't afford health care insurance. I've been waiting for years to be able to afford insurance that covers me and that has a decent deductible. You will never convince me that insurers are going to turn over a new leaf and do something for people, which is because of their profit. That's all they see. And she says, Riley, they've screwed us for years and it looks like they're going to be okay to do it again. They won't if we pass a bill. Ann Lamb, for people who don't have health insurance, the plan, and again, preferably with a public option to force the insurance companies. If not, they're talking now about having a trigger which puts the public option in play if certain, if insurance does not come down so that it's affordable for people like you. And my point to people like Ann who don't have insurance right now is if we get nothing, you get nothing. We have got to be able to, as Americans, get something through this Congress that moves the ball down the road. If you look historically on Medicare and other issues, Lyndon Johnson didn't get 100% of what he wanted when he passed Medicare. But throughout the years, the program has benefited and is singularly one of the most popular. It's so popular now that Republicans are swearing that no one's going to touch it, which amazes me. Michael Steele is running a new ad saying, you know, we're not going to touch Medicare. This is from the leader of a party who never supported Medicare in the first place. But what Lyndon Johnson understood when they passed Medicare was I'm going to get as much as I possibly can out of the Congress that I can get right now. And then as the program evolves, it's going to evolve and get better and better and better. And I think that's the point that the president's going to make is we have got to get something done. Because if Congress comes away with absolutely nothing, if you like healthcare the way it's been in America for the last several decades, you're going to love what happens if nothing happens. And I'm one that understands that you've got to have the numbers to win. And we should force for 100% of the loaf the entire time and only when it's pride and only when we need the votes to get this. Will we be able to say, we're going to take this thing off the table. We're going to add this thing. It's the sausage making of the process. And historically, if you look at even the New Deal programs that FDR started, he didn't get 100% of what he wanted. He got 80 and 90% of what he wanted. And then over the years, because of the success of the program, they were able to build on the success and they were able to bring it in. Again, I love our listeners writing in and giving us their opinions. A healthy debate is what we need in this country, and what we need most of all is a solid health insurance plans that makes health insurance affordable for the 50 million Americans who have no access to health insurance. Make it affordable. And so I want to see us move forward, and I hope the president next week starts us on that path. It's 7 minutes before the top of the hour. My name is Rich Masters. I'm sitting in this morning for Bill Press. Bill will be back in the saddle on Monday. We'll be back with a little bit more show after a quick break.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
They say the best defense is a good offense, but when it comes to safe driving, Geico believes a good defense is, well, a good defense. If you're 50 or older and you complete an approved defensive driving course, you could qualify for a special discount on your Geico car insurance, up to an additional 10%. Wow, sounds more like a defensive savings course.
For details, visit Geico.com, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Special discount not available in all states.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
Snee Grab, bargain spelled backwards, starts tomorrow, 8 a.m., only at Sports Authority. Save up to 75% on everything you need to ski and ride, from Burton, Vocal, K2, Columbia, Salomon, and Sims. Save $695 off the original price on a Vocal 08 AC30 ski system, now just $299.99. Get in line early tomorrow and you can get up to $500 in bonus bucks. Snee Grab starts tomorrow, 8 a.m., only at Sports Authority Sports Castle, Bulls, Parker, Boulder, and Fort Collins on College Street.
For the first time, the Home Depot has $5 off our top paint brands, Behr, Glidden, Ralph Lauren, and Fresh Air. $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets by mail-in rebate. Savings you can put toward brushes, rollers, or to enjoy the extra day of your long weekend. Starting with $5 off our best paint brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/7, U.S. only. See store for exclusions and details.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Bill Press Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Bill Press Show. It is Friday before Labor Day, and what better way to send you off than Bruce Springsteen? Hey, yeah, now you're talking. Well, listen, I appreciate Bill. I hope he got a lot of rest and relaxation. He'll be back in the saddle bright and early on Tuesday morning. He's got some great guests lined up for you throughout next week. The one I'm excited about, Rod Blagojevich. Is this right? Is it serious?
Yeah, we've got the former governor on the show next week.
Pimping his book, I guess.
Yeah, he's got a new book out.
Oh, man. That's going to be exciting. All right, so Rod Blagojevich coming up next week, and we're going to do Best of Bill on Labor Day?
Yes, we are taking the day off for Labor Day, but two very good hours when we had Ingrid Newkirk in studio.
Oh, yeah, PETA?
From
is
PETA.
Right?
Yep, and when we had Howard Dean in studio.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Does he yell and scream? And
no, no Dean, no Dean scream. But yeah, we're doing those on Monday. So if you want to hear those again or if you missed them, a really good conversation. The Dean Hour is very relevant to the whole healthcare thing.
Oh, yeah, actually. And then, of course, next week, the president's address to Congress. I'm sure everyone will be talking about that. On Tuesday, don't forget the president is addressing your school children, trying to indoctrinate them into socialist ideas. Still can't understand that. Anyway, listen, I hope everyone has a great Labor Day. And as we head into this Labor Day, let's not forget about the movement, the labor movement that made America great. Had a union member on the back this weekend. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Is the Bill Press.
Imagine getting something that will never lose its value. Sound too good to be true? Well, it is true. Word is quickly spreading about the World Reserve's free private handout of armored safes, stocked with never circulated U.S. government-issued coins and currency. These free armored safes are being turned over to the public who beat the giveaway deadline. To find out how to claim your armored safe, stocked with a personal hoard of brilliant uncirculated coins, you must call before the 72-hour shutoff. Call 1-800-300-9652. Frantic demand for U.S. government coins has caused the U.S. Mint to officially halt the sale of many coins. Today, the World Reserve is releasing their supply of these coins in free armored safes to the general public. These coins will never lose their cash value, no matter what, but you have to keep them safe. That's why the World Reserve Monetary Exchange is stocking these coins in a free armored safe for anyone who calls before the 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Job losses are down, but unemployment is up. A report from the government a short time ago puts August unemployment at 9.7%, up from 9.4% in July. But the number of jobs cut from payrolls fell to 216,000. Economist David Weiss.
I think we'll be over 10%, maybe in December, if not early next year. My guess is we'll peak somewhere around 10.4% next spring.
I'm Steve Kathan.
They waited so late. They waited until just a few weeks before school to do this.
Some teachers were among those that got late summer pink slips. And now with classes starting, it's estimated nearly 100,000 of last year's teachers don't have jobs. Carmen Quesada with the NEA.
We could have class sizes that could have 35 and 40 children.
And with state dollars tight, money for more teachers may have a long wait. Frank.
In Rhode Island, a court stopped Governor Dom Ciccieri from imposing furloughs on state workers. Now he's threatening 1,000 layoffs. Sharon Marino is afraid her name will be on that list.
This is not funny. It really isn't. This is my job, and I need it.
Overseas, NATO now acknowledges that many civilians were apparently killed by an airstrike that targeted Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan. Local officials say 40 civilians were among 90 people killed. CBS News analyst Jerry Van Dyke calls the incident a black mark on NATO and the United States.
We're going to help the Taliban and hurt tremendously the American war effort, particularly in the northern part of Afghanistan, where the Taliban, while not strong in the past, are now becoming increasingly strong.
Here at home, investigators say they have no doubt the Los Angeles area wildfire that killed two firemen was set. Sheriff spokesman Steve Whitmore promises a full court press to find the person or people responsible.
It'll be thorough, it'll be robust, and it will get to the bottom of this.
On a sultry late summer night in Glendale, California, Michael Jackson was laid to rest in a crypt near those of other show business legends at Forest Lawn Cemetery. 200 family members and friends were on hand for the invitation-only ceremony. The public is getting its first behind-the-scenes look at the emotional reunion California kidnapping victim J.C. Dugard had with her family. In an interview recorded by the Orange County Register, J.C.'s aunt Tina says it was overwhelming.
I just went forward and cried and hugged and held her as tight as I possibly could. It was surreal and fabulous.
Now 29-year-old young woman spent 18 years with her alleged kidnapper, paroled sex offender Philip Garrido. For Detroit Tiger fans, he was the voice of summer for 42 of his 55 seasons behind the microphone. Now at 91, Hall of Fame broadcaster Ernie Harwell is fighting what's said to be incurable cancer on CBS radio station WWJ this morning.
Ernie, you're the best baseball voice known to mankind.
I've been a Tiger fan since I've been 8. Love you.
You will forever be known as the voice of the Detroit Tigers.
S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 9th, U.S. only, see store for details.
Snuggling on your new Serta mattress, you think, did I really save that much and get a $50 gift card? I must be dreaming. No, you're not. It's the Labor Day mattress event, only at Sam's Club. Purchase a select king or queen mattress from Serta, makers of the world's best mattresses, and get a $50 Sam's Club gift card now through Labor Day. That's on top of the already impressive Serta values, with queen mattresses starting at less than $300. So go on, pinch yourself. These savings are as real as it gets. Visit your local Sam's Club or samsclub.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A federal judge has indefinitely blocked oil and gas drilling on a wildlife refuge that sits next to the Great Sand Dunes National Park. The judge found environmentalists had presented adequate evidence that drilling would cause irreparable damage to the Baca National Wildlife Refuge. A mother who awoke to find her children dead from heat exhaustion in her car has avoided prison. Stacey Mendieta pleaded no contest to reduce charges. Her attorney, Mike Pello, tells 9 News charges never should have been filed.
I don't think there's any parent in the world who hasn't laid down for some period of time and napped or slept while their children were unsupervised in the house. It happens to all of us all the time.
Mendieta fell asleep at her grandparents' Castle Pines home after working a graveyard shift. Remember those scam emails that tried to get you to give up personal information? Well, now the identity thieves have moved on to other methods.
The natural progression that they're using text messaging and cell phones to carry out these scams.
Mike Ciccone with the State Attorney General's office. The Broncos finally win a preseason game.
Cardinals rush 5. Brandstetter, wide open receiver. Chad Jackson has it, room to run. 40, 35, Jackson spun to the turf, but this is going to be a huge play for the Broncos.
19-0 the final last night over Arizona. The Josh McDaniels era kicks off a week from Sunday in Cincinnati. Baseball, Rockies can't get the sweeps over the sweep over the Mets. They lose 8-3 and host the D-backs tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a quiet start to this morning's commute. Now, we're going to have some heavy pockets like southbound 225. This is Yosemite up towards I-25. Westbounders on 76, feeling it a little bit on that approach to 270. We've got a surface street crash at Santa Fe and Alameda, but for the most part, it's a very quiet start to this morning's commute. So we'll take a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a nice day, sunny and warm with a high of about 85, 86 degrees. Cool in the overnight when the low drops down to 57. Currently, we're at 58 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This Labor Day weekend, come to Lowe's and receive 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer valid September 3rd through the 7th. Valid in U.S. only.
For the first time, the Home Depot has...
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Clinical Research Department at New West Physicians is currently looking for volunteers to participate in a clinical research study. If you're between the ages of 18 and 85, have a diagnosis of high blood pressure, hypertension, and are being treated with 1 to 3 medications, including an ACE inhibitor or an ARB, have a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes treated with any of the following: diet, exercise, oral diabetic medication, or fixed-dose insulin, then you may qualify to participate in this study. Researchers are looking to evaluate the effects of FDA-approved hypertension drugs on diabetes control. The study will last approximately 31 weeks. If you qualify, study-related tests and drugs are provided at no charge. You'll receive reimbursement for time and travel. To see if you qualify, call 303-785-5992. 303-785-5992. That's 303-785-5992. Or online at nwphysicians.com.
Yeah, the art walk.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, and probably do a little bit of work on the on my book, which that's not so fun.
Get to work on that.
I know, seriously. Seriously.
What else? What are you doing on Labor Day? Anything?
I'm going probably to this picnic, this Labor Day picnic.
Colorado Jobs and Justice's Labor Day picnic.
Right, and we're going to have Scott Kwasny on at 8:20 to fill us in on that. We got a busy show today at 7:20. Matt Taibbi, the political writer for Rolling Stone, he has a new article out about healthcare, so we'll check in with him in a couple minutes. At 8, We'll talk to Christy Harvey, check in with her for all the stories we missed this week. But let's get right to a national news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right. Lots of news out there. The first piece of news on the stimulus. The Washington Post reports that half a year after Congress enacted the largest economic stimulus plan in the nation's history, the measure is contributing to what increasingly looks like, and I'm not necessarily sure I believe it, but they say it increasingly looks like a budding recovery. But significant concerns remain among analysts about rising unemployment and the initiative's contribution to the federal budget deficit. Now, here's the political problem for the stimulus. At least for the people who passed the stimulus. It's going to be hard to quantify exactly what the stimulus did and did not do, right? It's not like passing health care or passing something else that's very concrete, right? The stimulus, because it helped so many different parts of the economy, it's going to be hard to quantify. It's going to be hard to take credit for. And again, I'm not necessarily sure I believe this whole idea that the economy is recovering. It doesn't seem to be recovering to me. And I'm probably speaking for a lot of people when I say that. To the healthcare debate, as President Obama faces conflicting pressures from the left and the right over proposals for a new public health insurance program, White House officials are investigating a possible compromise under which the government would offer its own health plan only if private insurers failed to provide affordable coverage. You're going to be hearing a lot about this. Listen for the word in the news, triggers. This is going to be the new healthcare buzzword. It is a sham. It is an attempt to make it seem like healthcare and a public option are enacted when in fact they're not. The idea is that if private insurers in given markets don't bring down their costs to a certain level, or don't, if there's no choice among insurers in a certain market, that would set off a quote-unquote trigger, which would allow a public plan to be created. Now, here's what's so ridiculous about this. All this really is a way to put off real health reform. Because health insurance companies, we know health insurance companies are ripping people off. We know that there are many markets out there that are monopolistic and there is no choice. And so simply creating another hurdle through something called a trigger is just a way to delay this. This cannot be the quote-unquote compromise. And for legislators who've taken a pledge not to vote for a health care bill that has no public option, this cannot be a substitute. This does not represent a public option, folks. This is a lot of Washington nonsense. And what's really amazing to me, if I can just go off here for a second on this healthcare thing, it seems like the White House, the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, and the aides in the White House seem to think like this is like every other thing that the Clinton administration tried to do, which their Clinton administration's political theory was, we'll pass things that sound really good, small bore programs that sound really good, and then take a lot of credit for them. We'll pass a scholarship program here, a small scholarship program there. And because it only impacts a relatively small amount of the country, we can go around and brag about it, and people won't know if what we're bragging about is real or not. See, here's the thing on healthcare. That doesn't work. People are going to know if healthcare reform passed and worked. You can't fool them, right? You can't fool them with quote-unquote triggers. Either healthcare is going to work or it's not going to work. Trying to put it off and get all fancy schmancy with a lot of sleight of hand and a lot of smoke and mirrors, it may work in Washington, but come election time, people are going to be pissed if it doesn't solve or start solving the problem. So remember, triggers. Listen for that word. That's the sleight of hand working when you hear that word. To the war. Defense Secretary Robert M. Gates indicated Thursday that he is open to increasing the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Remember, Gates is a Bush administration Pentagon chief who President Obama kept in office, shockingly. After Obama ran against the Iraq war, he's kept this face of the Bush administration war policy running the Pentagon. Gates said Thursday he's open to increasing the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. What a shocker that a Bush official would say that. Voicing a shift in his position as the administration ponders a military assessment expected to lead to a formal request for additional forces, a request that the public, according to polls, overwhelmingly opposes. Back to health care. President Obama's speech, he's preparing a speech to a joint session of Congress on health care. The Congressional Black Caucus, alarmed by reports that President Obama may ditch the public option in that speech, is preemptively warning the president to express his, quote, unwavering support for the progressive provision in his speech. Also, the Congressional Progressive Caucus writing a letter to the president demanding that he continue to back the public option, threatening, in fact, to vote against it and block health care reform. I think that's a good thing that the Progressive Caucus is doing that. And Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is responding to that pressure herself as the White House signals that it's willing to move forward on a health reform plan without a public option. Pelosi sent a strong message Thursday evening, not so fast, reports the Politico. In her strongest statement yet, Pelosi said that any bill, quote, without a strong public option will not pass the House. This is the kind of dynamic we want to be creating, folks, where the progressives wield the power in the Congress, not the corporate, corrupt whores in the Senate. They're trying to change the dynamic. And it's going to come down to a lot of brinksmanship. And by the way, if you're thinking that any kind of bipartisan deal is going to happen, if you're one of the few people who think that's going to happen, think again. The Hill newspaper reports Democrats say the Gang of Six, remember those six senators who are trying to forge a quote-unquote bipartisan deal, the Gang of Six negotiations are all but dead, and they are ready to move ahead with only one Republican senator, Olympia Snowe, when the Finance Committee that's dealing with the health care issue hits a deadline at the end of this week. Max Baucus, the chairman of the Finance Committee, made perhaps the most pathetic declaration I've heard in a long time. It was like the earlier Michael Bennett declaration, Baucus saying, well, he supports the public option but doesn't think it's going to pass. Here's the thing. If you are the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee in a 60-vote Democratic Senate, and you are taking a position that says you don't think something can pass, that's pathetic. What you're saying is you should be removed from your chairmanship. I mean, really. Roll Call newspaper reports that the Liberal Progressive Change Campaign Committee, which, by the way, is featured in my newspaper column today, the Progressive Change Campaign Committee is launching a petition drive to rally President Barack Obama's own campaign supporters to pressure him to stand up for a public option as part of the health care reform overhaul. Economic news, the U.S. non-farm payrolls number later on Friday will likely make or break the stock market's timid attempts at a rebound after declines in the first days of this month. But predictions for the volatile figure are as far apart as ever, so we'll keep you updated on that news, that economic news. Digging deeper down into the economy, women are on the verge of outnumbering men in the workforce for the first time, a historic reversal caused by long-term changes in women's roles and massive job losses for men during this recession. That's a USA Today story. And in our last national news story, the federal agency charged with resolving failed banks and selling their assets is hiding key details about the transactions. The identities of losing bidders and the prices they've offered for failed bank assets are some of the details currently not being fully disclosed. For decades, this information was publicly available, but only this year, under the Obama administration, the administration that promised to be the most open and accessible administration in history, only this year has the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation abruptly decided to limit the flow of information. This is a story up on the Huffington Post website. The headline, questions arise as FDIC fails to disclose key details on bidders for failed banks. And this follows that story whereby the Federal Reserve Bank, headed by Ben Bernanke, is refusing to release information to Congress about which banks are getting trillions of dollars of taxpayer money through the Federal Reserve. Of course, Obama renominated Ben Bernanke, the Bush appointee. And Barack Obama doing a good job, in my estimation, of building a strong case that his entire claim of change is a lot of nonsense. I'm not giving up, not to use a cliche, I'm not giving up hope, but all of this evidence continues to pile up that this guy is not yet serious about change. And quite frankly, it's pretty disappointing. It's the subject of my column in the Denver Post, which will be out on Saturday. It's in the Fort Collins, Colorado, today. Check it out. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to talk to Matt Taibbi, good friend of mine and writer for Rolling Stone. His new article about health care and why the health care reform effort is failing. He basically makes the argument that it's failing because it's one piece of a larger institution that's failing, an institution called the United States government. We'll check in with him after the break. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin, going up into the 80s today. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, speed's still pretty decent on the highways around Denver. Southbound 25 is full, but still in the 40s and 50s as you're making your way downtown after Park Avenue. Still a little heavy as well, 104th to 84th. One accident, Santa Fe and Alameda. And do expect some lane restrictions, some a lot of pedestrians and delays on the surface streets around Civic Center Park today. Taste of Colorado underway. Saw them closing it down last night. Events take place between 11:30 a.m. and 10 o'clock p.m. Your forecast, like yesterday, sun and clouds mixed but warm with a high of 85. Afternoon thunderstorms should be limited to the high country. Right now, 55 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days, because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 9th, U.S. only, see store for details.
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.
It's football season. Win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver. BBQDenver. BBQDenver.com.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
For the first time, the Home Depot has $5 off our top paint brands, Behr, Glidden, Ralph Lauren, and Fresh Air. $5 off 1-gallon cans and $20 off 5-gallon buckets by mail-in rebate. Savings you can put toward brushes, rollers, or to enjoy the extra day of your long weekend. Starting with $5 off our best paint brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/7, U.S. only. See store for exclusions and details.
Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up into the 80s today. And as promised, on the line, Matt Taibbi, the Rolling Stone writer, who a few months ago made a lot of trouble, in a good way, for the evildoers, if you will, with his story on Goldman Sachs. Now he's got a new story about the effort to reform health care. It's called The Big Sellout. Matt, thanks for taking the time.
How's it going, dude?
I'm doing well. So your story is basically about the back and forth on healthcare. And the overarching thesis is that the healthcare debate's imminent failure, or at least failure up to this point, is a product of a bigger failure of the United States government. Now, you're not what I would call a conservative, a political conservative, but you seem to be making an argument that conservatives might agree with, in the sense of they always argue that government can't do anything. Tell us how you differentiate that.
Well, I think my argument is that the problem that we have is that our government has been co-opted by private interests, and you know, I would be very happy to have a functioning government that you know, that actually advocated on behalf of its constituents. But what we have instead here is a government that, you know, the healthcare debate, in my mind, is really coming down to a fight between the Republican and Democratic parties over who's going to get the money from the insurance and pharmaceutical industries for the next electoral cycle.
But when you say that, let me just jump in here. When you say that, now there was news on the wire recently about the White House cutting a deal worth $80 billion to the pharmaceutical industry, basically telling the pharmaceutical industry that they will not allow the new healthcare plans to negotiate lower prices for prescription drugs. The White House sort of denied that. Now, that's clearly, if that happened, that's clearly an effort to, as you say, secure pharmaceutical industry campaign contributions for the Democratic Party. On insurance issues, the insurance companies, I mean, you do hear congressional Democrats, not just, you know, my old friend Bernie Sanders, but you hear some congressional leadership, some really establishment Democrats, even Barack Obama at some times, rhetorically bashing the insurance industry. Are you basically saying that's kind of a wink and nod situation?
It's important to look at who is doing that. I mean, there are a few people, most notably Nancy Pelosi, did make some very pointed comments about insurance companies earlier this summer. But I've actually heard stories about, you know, they have these weekly strategy meetings with, you know, progressive activist groups where the White House has, you know, issued instructions or, you know, guidelines to people who are strategizing for the passage of healthcare reform that nobody is to criticize insurance companies. There was apparently an ad campaign that one group wanted to do where they were just going to show pictures of the mansions that belonged to the executives of the insurance companies, and apparently some of Rahm Emanuel's people found a way to spike that ad campaign. You know, I obviously there are a few people who have made some comments about the insurance companies, but for the most part, everything that I heard from people in Congress was that basically there was a deal made by the White House that, you know, we're going to take single payer and you know, perhaps even the public option off the table, and in return we're going to encourage everybody to not criticize insurance companies. And although it has happened a little bit, it certainly looks like overall that's exactly what's happened.
We're talking to Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone magazine. His new article in the magazine, Healthcare Reform, the big sellout. I encourage you to pick up the magazine wherever it's sold. And I think you're right. I mean, it's confusing for the public in the sense of you hear some bashing of the insurance companies, but certainly it's not the central focus of the Democrats' message. But you also hear the Democrats saying, look, we want to pass something real, and the Republicans are really the obstructionists here. You wrote about Barack Obama during the campaign, and I would say that you were somewhat sympathetic to his campaign, as was, by the way, as was I. Has this whole process changed the way you look at either him or what he represents?
Yeah, it has 100%. You know, I mean, I spent most of this year covering, you know, the finance story, and obviously I was very disappointed in the president there, among other things because of a lot of the appointments that he made. I mean, he put former Goldman Sachs executives in charge of regulating, you know, important parts of the economy. But on that, you could almost give him a pass because this is a guy who doesn't have an economics background. You can kind of imagine him being, you know, sort of bullied by people like Bob Rubin and Lawrence Summers and, you know, deferring to people like that. But healthcare, this is what he campaigned on. You know, I traveled with Barack Obama for 18 months and I listened to him over and over again talk about how broken the healthcare system was. And, you know, I thought this was going to be his signature issue. And he comes in and he's got 60 votes in the Senate. Well, sort of. He's got 60 votes. He's got a huge majority in the House. And he was cruising with the approval ratings. He had enough political capital to do whatever he wanted. But instead, he cuts this deal with the, you know, in the insurance and the pharmaceutical industries. And this whole thing seems like, it's just an effort to try to look like they're doing something while keeping the patronage of these important campaign contributors. And that, to me, is extremely disappointing because it just seems like it's a guy who's just afraid to really, really, you know, stand up for the people who voted for him.
We're talking to Rolling Stone's Matt Taibbi. His new article in the magazine is about healthcare. It's on newsstands right now. And I spent a day with Barack Obama back in 2006. I wrote a cover piece for The Nation magazine. And, you know, my theory of Barack Obama back then was that this is a guy who may want to do the right thing, but believes that he can do the right thing and simultaneously make status quo interests, big status quo interests, happy. That it's just about changing the pieces of the puzzle, moving the pieces of the puzzle around a little bit instead of basically blowing up the whole puzzle, if you will. That's a bad metaphor, but I think that's what we're seeing here, both on the financial regulatory issue and on the healthcare issue. A guy who thinks that, hey, if we tweak things around, I can make Wall Street happy but fix the economy. I can make the insurance industry happy and the pharmaceutical industry happy and also fix healthcare. I mean, is this a product of him selling out? Like, I mean, because I would be inclined to believe that, frankly, if it was Bill Clinton, right? Bill Clinton was such a political calculator and so particularly calculating about fundraising and those kinds of things. Is this, in your mind, Barack Obama selling out, saying, okay, look, I can raise this much money from this industry in the next election? Or is this an even deeper instinct of basically an inflammation of his consensus gene?
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to say. I kind of go back and forth with you, and I mean, yeah, I kind of feel the same way that you do about this. And the only reason I would think that this is just, you know, part of Barack Obama's psyche, that he just is the kind of guy who wants to please everybody and make everybody happy, is because if you spend a lot of time around him, I mean, I've never spoken to him directly, but, you know, I spent a lot of time on his campaign. And he does seem to be a kind of guy who wants to be liked all the time and wants to find a way for everybody to be happy. And so there's some kind of indirect evidence that is part of his character and his makeup. But if you look at all the actual evidence of, you know, the decisions he makes politically and the policies that he's implemented, you know, it doesn't really look like any difference from the Clinton years, when you could, you know, make a strong argument that the Democrats were, you know, almost like a mob group that was motivated, you know, almost entirely by retaining their campaign contributions and the, you know, keeping the money rolling in at any cost. And, you know, they were essentially selling policies, and levering, the interests of their constituents, in order to get money out of the relevant industries. And it looks like it's exactly the same thing under Barack Obama.
So and Obama is staffed, of course, by a lot of former Clinton people, a lot of people who were part of that Clinton-era calculation. Rahm Emanuel is his chief of staff. Jim Messina is the top staffer for Max Baucus, whose office has been leading the obstruction of health care, whose office also is one of the places that produces so many of the most powerful health industry lobbyists. My last question for you, and again, we're talking to Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone, his new article about the health care debate in the magazine on newsstands. Now, my last question for you is, you know, you can read your article and you can conclude, hey, you know, we're screwed. Or you can conclude, look, this fight is not over. There are efforts now to try to embolden at least a block of Democrats in the House and some in the Senate, although the Senate's more of a problem, but to really embolden a block of Democrats in the House to say, we will not vote for a health care reform package that does not have a public option. As you've been covering this debate, do you think that block can be created and that block can change the equation, either in the way the White House sees how they're going to pass health care reform or in the way health care reform ultimately passes Congress?
Yeah, I think that's a that's a real possibility, and that's the one thing that I thought was kind of interesting and striking about, you know, when I was covering this story, was that you know, previously I'd cover things in Congress and you know, you wouldn't have that sense of like total outrage from some of the members about some of the developments. But this time around, you know, talking to staffers and even some of the members themselves about you know, the progressives, especially in the House and the Progressive Caucus, and some of the senators, in particular some people in the Finance Committee who were excluded from the Group of Six,
mm-hmm.
The level of actual anger among those people was noticeably higher than I'd ever heard before. I remember I had a kind of a striking conversation with one senator on the Finance Committee where I actually kind of had to hold the phone away from my ear because he was so pissed about being excluded from the Group of Six. And it was an off the record conversation, but you know, I think that there's a real possibility that there are people who are not going to vote for the plan if there's no public option in it, and there could be a revolt of 70 or 80 Democrats in the House and a significant portion of people in the Senate. It could be as many as 10 or 15. And if that happens, that'll be great. I mean, that's kind of a game-changing thing, because it'll force the mainstream wing of the Democratic Party to actually include all of this in their calculations going forward. I mean, you recall Nancy Pelosi actually laughing at the notion that somebody wouldn't vote for it on that side.
Right, I mean, this would change the dynamic in the sense that typically the people who play that game of brinksmanship and ultimately wield power in the Democratic Party are the conservatives. They're the ones who always say, you know, back in 93, the group of senators and House members who destroyed health care back then in the Democratic Party were the conservatives. And so if we get enough of the progressives to play the same legislative game, which I shouldn't call it a game, but use the same legislative tactics, perhaps the dynamic can change, and I'm sure you will be you'll be following it. Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone magazine, again, his new article on the healthcare debate is in the newest edition of the magazine on newsstands. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks a lot, David.
Hey, feel better, man. Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Matt was told me before he came on the show that he's been a little sick, so he. He's taking this, going the extra mile to come on AM 760 Progressive Talk. He's a good friend, a great inspiration, and just, I mean that as a writer,
One of my favorite writers, Dave.
Yeah, I read his stuff, and I'm like, at least there's some good writing out there.
One of the best political writers out there.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And a great, great guy. All right, at 8, stick around at 8 a.m., we're going to have Christy Harvey on to fill us in on the stories we missed all week. After this break, we'll do our Colorado news update. Andrew Romanoff, Michael Bennett back in the news, their potential primary back in the news. Governor Ritter and his budget cuts back in the news. A lot of stuff going on in Colorado. Qdoba celebrates its 500th restaurant. That's in the news. So we'll give you a Colorado news update after a traffic update.
Why'd you mention that, man? Now I want some...
I know, seriously.
Man, I want some pork tacos.
I know. Oh. I've had a craving for Mexican lately.
Have you?
Yeah.
There's so much good Mexican down where you live, man. And that's the bad thing about living on the South, and there's really not a lot of great Mexican restaurants.
Is that right?
Yeah, man. I got to go downtown.
This is a great town for Mexican restaurants.
Yeah, it really is.
A great town. All right, let's get a traffic update.
You got it, man. Eastbound I-70 crash at Brighton, causing delays back to around I-25. Also, a stalled vehicle intersection of Bellevue and University. That's a pretty busy intersection there in Inglewood. Also, multi-vehicle accident, 7th and Colorado. Colorado Boulevard, normally busy this time of the morning. This is going to add to those delays. And in the cleanup phase, a crash at Santa Fe and Alameda. Expect some restrictions, some closures in pedestrian traffic on the surface streets around Civic Center Park today. That's right, it's Taste of Colorado this weekend. Events take place between 11:30 a.m. and 10 p.m. each day. Yeah, and also out of DIA, East Economy Lot full, Pikes Peak Shuttle Lot nearing capacity, and the security wait time right now is about 10 to 15 minutes. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with highs in the mid-80s. Our current downtown temperature is 56 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to be a millionaire? Your odds of winning $1 million have never been better. Be a top player at Canyon Casino this month, and you could qualify to win a seat in Harrah's Million Maker Slot Tournament in Lake Tahoe. Get details at canyoncasino.com.
Buy a new Vespa scooter from AM 760, Sportique Scooters, and Maintenance.
And taking a knee should run the clock out right before the half.
So Walmart checks other stores' prices so I don't have to. And if there's a better price out there, they'll even match it. Which means I spend less time shopping around and more time doing the important things. Like catching the halftime show.
Okay, ready? 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Yay!
Save money. Live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
This is Dan Johnson, General Manager of Len Lyle Chevrolet. And due to the recent success of the Cash for Clunkers program, we are running out of pre-owned vehicles. We had to crush most of our recent trade-ins and must replenish our used car lot. Len Lyle Chevrolet will pay you 110% of book value or more, whether you buy a vehicle from us or not. We would love to sell you a new or used vehicle, and because of our low overhead, we can sell them for less. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, Junior's OP tops, and Kids Dance Can Now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Prices not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 9th, U.S. only, see store for details.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin, going up into the 80s today, the long weekend. Hopefully you have a long weekend. I know I do, although I'll be working on Monday. I just won't be, we won't be at the radio station. Basically, my life is going to be extremely difficult until April, really the end of April when my book deadline, and then I'll have a normal life again. And my wife has already basically said that this is the last book I'm writing for a long time. Because sometimes I can't sleep, sometimes I get nervous, sometimes I'm working too many hours. So hopefully, after this book, take a little bit of a break. One thing I have found, very excited about this, I have trouble sleeping sometimes, and I just got, I know this sounds ridiculous, I got one of those Brookstone Dream Machine things where you can, like, play, it's like wave sounds or, like, you know, crickets. It's actually working really well.
Yeah, I have one
really
of those, man. I put it with the babbling brook with the loons kind of going off in the background.
It actually works pretty well.
It does, man. It does. I love that, you know, the nature sounds.
Yeah, and when that doesn't work, you know, a shot of bourbon will.
I was going to say a couple glasses of wine and then boom.
Yeah.
Done.
So I've been having some success with that. That's my little success this week. All right, let's do a Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Colorado, Politics West reports that U.S. Senator Michael Bennett heard plenty Wednesday at the Yuma ethanol plant, when he asked about the food versus fuel battle, blaming ethanol for rising food costs. Not true, he was told a number of times by various folks, including folks from Colorado Corn, Growth Energy, and the plant manager out there. Bennett is also in some political news. A big story in the Denver Post today. Sour deal with Governor Ritter forces Romanoff's hand. This is a fairly gossipy kind of story. Andrew Romanoff set his sights on a race for the U.S. Senate only after the breakdown of several months of backroom negotiations with Governor Bill Ritter to find an alternative political opportunity for the popular former State House Speaker, so says the Denver Post. This is described to the Denver Post by several Democratic sources, so be careful with this story. You don't know who has interests in what, right? There are several Democratic Party sources who have leaked this to the Denver Post, and you have no idea if those sources are already in the political bed with Michael Bennett or someone else or have their own agenda. So I look at a story like this with a little bit of caution. The story asserts that there was a potential deal centered on appointing Romanoff lieutenant governor when the current lieutenant governor, Barbara O'Brien, was considering other options. Romanoff allies said Ritter finally told the veteran state legislator in a meeting between the two men in late June that he would not get the job, and that set off a chain of events. Again, I'm not sure I buy this, because the story also goes on to say that aides to Governor Ritter, people close to Governor Ritter, basically said this is not true. And what I can tell you is this. I do know, and it's no secret, that Andrew Romanoff has been a guy who has wanted, I think, to run for federal office. he is pretty interested in foreign affairs and that kind of thing. So I'm not necessarily sure I buy this. Also, I'm not necessarily sure I buy this because Romanoff could run against Governor Ritter. Arguably, that's an easier race for him. Put another way, if he wasn't planning on running for the U.S. Senate and wanted to be lieutenant governor on his way to governor, he could have simply just run against Ritter in a primary for governor. So when you read this story, and it's a big story in the Denver Post today, just know that the sources for it may have their own agenda. Speaking of Governor Ritter, Republican lawmakers' complaint alleging that Ritter broke campaign finance laws can go forward. An appeals court ruled Thursday, overturning a lower judge's decision that threw out the complaint. The 3-0 ruling from the Colorado Court of Appeals means that the 2008 from Representative Ken Lambert of Colorado Springs can now go to a hearing. This is surrounding that controversy where Ritter announced in April that more than $217,000 from his inaugural committee had been improperly used to repay part of his 2006 campaign expenses. He blamed his former campaign manager, and the governor took out a $200,000 loan on his own house to help repay the inaugural committee. This is exactly what Bill Ritter does not need right now. Bill Ritter's own polling numbers are already weak, and you can bet that Republican candidates will jump all over this. There's a big story in the Denver Post also about the that execution, that horse execution story. It's hard to follow. Apparently, according to the story, the bottom line is that these horses will not be shot. But it's a very, very difficult story to follow. I won't even try to summarize it other than to say that the horses who are going to be executed apparently are not going to be executed. So that's really good news. Fort Collins, Coloradan reports that a second loaded tanker in as many weeks crashed Thursday morning into the Poudre River, spilling an estimated 5,000 gallons of liquid asphalt and about 200 gallons of diesel fuel into the water. I mean, get it together up there. Really. I mean, seriously. The second spill in as many weeks of almost the same stuff? Seriously, get it together. It's really, really disappointing. And in our final two stories here of the Colorado News Update, Representative Laura Bradford, a Republican, has been pressuring the governor's office and Congressman John Salazar to continue Bush administration fast-tracking of the Red Cliff coal mine west of Grand Junction, but her lobbying ignores some fairly glaring and clearly inconvenient truths. Check out that story at thecoloradoindependent.com. And as I said, Qdoba celebrates its 500th restaurant by giving away 500 meals. Qdoba will open its 500th restaurant on Tuesday, and that means free entries for the first 500 people who show up at the new site that day at 6703 South University Boulevard in Centennial. That's your Colorado News Update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
I'm stoked, man. That is close to my house.
Yeah, you should go. You should head there.
I do like Qdoba. They're carnitas tacos.
Hey, you should head there. All right, after the break, what we're going to do, I'll fill you in on a little bit of news of the weird. Being nerdy, get this, a new study, being nerdy makes you more sexually potent. That's a new study. I will fill you in on this after the break.
You must be a champ then. I'm just kidding, Dave. I'm just kidding, man. You know I love you. You're no nerd. You say you're nerdy, but you're not a nerd.
A little bit. A little bit. So we got a new study like that, and then we also, check this out. Why is MSNBC running the columns of somebody who portrays Adolf Hitler as a pacifist? I'll fill you in on all of this stuff after Traffic Update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. They did clean up that crash on 6th Avenue, so things moving a little better there. Also, the one on eastbound I-70 at Brighton, now out of your way. Still small delays back around the mousetrap at I-25. Our current situation, stalled car, intersection of Bellevue and University. Also got several cars involved in the crash at 7th and Colorado. That's a mess there, but really a pretty light commute going on the freeways this morning. A pretty nice break compared to the rest of this week. If you're around downtown, Taste of Colorado underway. Expect some closures, lane restrictions, a lot of pedestrian traffic there around Civic Center Park. Events take place between 11:30 and 10 o'clock. each day. Also out of DIA, East Economy Lot is full. Looks like Pikes Peak is starting to fill up. And security wait time right now is 10 minutes. Your forecast, like yesterday, sun and clouds mixed to warm, warm with a high of 85. Afternoon thunderstorms should be limited to the high country. Right now, we're sitting at 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free...
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Welcome to Madame Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you're unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see...
What is it?
Comcast! Now we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand, with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular rate supply. Equipment taxes and installation fees extra. Call for details.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hour and a half next Saturday morning for us. I think we've got about four seats left, four seats open, and it's how to build your retirement nest egg and then how to distribute it, proper ways to distribute it and deal with taxes and all that. So if you want to get those last four seats, call 303-694-1600, and we'll put your name on it. 303-694-1600.
Again, it's 303-694-1600. You can get information there about that seminar next Saturday. Mike, have a great holiday weekend.
Hey, you too, Dave. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on items throughout the store, the products you need most, so you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
77 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, I want to fill you in on these two stories that I promised before the break. Being smart really is sexy. Brainy men really are the sexiest, claim scientists who have discovered a link between intelligence and virility. Psychologists have found that men with the highest IQ also have the healthiest sperm. The findings could explain why some of the world's most intelligent men have so many female admirers, no matter their physical attractiveness. Now, I'm not sure I buy that. What do you mean, some of the world's most intelligent? I mean, I know the new thing is that there's like this new thing, nerd cool. That's like kind of the current zeitgeist, nerd cool. But I guess there's some science to it. Also, Pat Buchanan, his new column bills Adolf Hitler as a pacifist who really didn't want war and didn't want world domination. Why does MSNBC keep putting him on the air? In fact, not only did they keep putting him on the air, they put that column on their website. What is wrong with cable TV?
Hey folks, I'm Mr. Opportunity, and today I'm at a Honda dealership where real people are saving real money during...
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out, and it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promised that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Phone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. The economy may be in recovery mode, but jobs are still hard to come by. The government says unemployment hit a 26-year high 9.7% in August, even though job cuts fell to 216,000. Wells Fargo economist Mark Vitner.
The rise in the unemployment rate is mostly due to a reduction in the rate of hiring, where businesses simply aren't hiring, and we continue to see growth in the population and the labor force.
Standard & Poor's economist David Weiss says finding or keeping a job depends on the kind of work you do.
Construction continues to be the weakest sector, lost another 76,000 jobs. The only strengths, really, education and health care. People are still getting sick.
The government is giving child care centers some tips on how to deal with the expected H1N1 flu outbreak. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. The key points, Barry.
Staffers and children should roll up their sleeves for both seasonal flu shots and the coming H1N1 vaccine.
Vaccination is our best barrier.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says daily health checks should be conducted to find anyone with fevers and send them home.
Some states and local areas may see lots of cases and some may see very, very few.
And of course, hands should be washed, sneezes and coughs should be covered. Frank?
In Afghanistan, loved ones poured out their grief after a NATO airstrike killed as many as 40 civilians. The strike targeted Taliban insurgents. The victims were waiting to get fuel from the insurgents, who'd hijacked a pair of tank trucks.
What they were doing is simply with a hose, taking the fuel from the tanker, providing it to civilians so they could use it to cook and for their own homes, and were distributing the fuel. The jets hit the fuel, and that is why people were killed.
CBS News analyst Jerry Van Dyke calls the incident a black eye for NATO and the U.S. How much is a year of your life worth? In Texas, it's $80,000 if you do time for a crime you didn't commit.
It's a new law in Texas to give those exonerated $80,000 for every year served. For Thomas McGowan, who spent 23 years in prison for rape and robbery but was freed on DNA evidence, it means $1.8 million. Dallas County DA Craig Watkins says it helps right some old wrongs.
We seek justice. It's just not to convict, but to ensure that justice is served.
Along with the money, the former prisoners get paid tuition at a public college. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Investigators say the big wildfire north of Los Angeles was set. Forest Service Captain Mike Dietrich says that makes the deaths of two firemen a case of homicide.
Arson is nothing more than an act of domestic terrorism. It threatens our firefighters, our communities.
KNX reporter Andrew Mollenbeck has the latest on the fire.
This fire is now 42% contained. Essentially, what that means is it only grew about 1,000 acres last night, so firefighters are making significant progress in getting this fire surrounded.
Police in Everett, Washington, and say someone used heavy construction equipment to bulldoze two radio station towers. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up a point. This is CBS News.
For the first time, the Home Depot has $5 off our top paint brands, Behr, Glidden, Ralph Lauren, and Fresh Air. $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets by mail-in rebate. Savings you can put toward brushes, rollers, or to enjoy the extra day of your long weekend. Starting with $5 off our best paint brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/7, U.S. only. See store for exclusions and details.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance. Sam Schlehuber, a farmer's agent.
The people I insure live around me. They're my friends. They're my family.
Greg, a farmer's client.
I really don't need to worry. He tells me all the information, all the options, and then he lets me decide.
It's important for Greg's family to be prepared for the unexpected.
Are you this ready? Get to know a farmer's agent today. For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit farmers.com, because ready feels good.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. School leaders at CU Boulder are warning of another spike in swine flu cases after the Rocky Mountain Showdown football game Sunday. The Daily Camera reports health workers saw an increase in flu numbers following large campus gatherings this year, including the Welcome Back concert. Frontier Airlines jobs could be leaving the area. The CEO of Republic Airways says the company may move about 400 jobs in the Rocky Mountain region to the Midwest. A call center in New Mexico with 150 workers is definitely moving. 150 maintenance jobs at DIA and another 100 Denver area jobs could also be moved because Republic, which is purchasing Frontier, has a big maintenance hangar in the Midwest. A federal judge has indefinitely blocked oil and gas drilling on a wildlife refuge that sits next to the Great Sand Dunes National Park. The judge found environmentalists presented adequate evidence that drilling would cause irreparable damage to the Baca National Wildlife Refuge. And the Broncos finally win a preseason game.
Cardinals rush 5. Brandstetter, wide open receiver. Chad Jackson has it. Room to run. 40, 35. Jackson spun to the turf, but this is going to be a huge play for the Broncos.
19-0 the final. The Josh McDaniels era kicks off a week from Sunday in Cincinnati. And the Rockies lose to the Mets yesterday. They host the Diamondbacks tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where police made quick work of an accident that was on I-70. Occurred right around Brighton Boulevard. Sounds like they've already got that pulled off the highway. Still a little bit sluggish as you're traveling eastbound over that elevated stretch. Speaking of eastbound routes that are starting to feel it, 6th Avenue starting to bog down. This is Sheridan towards Federal. Speeds are going to be in the 30s and 40s through there. Southbound I-25, still busy downtown. Surfer Street accident, 7th and Colorado, and one downtown at 6th and Spear. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another sunny, warm day with a high of about 86. Overnight low dropping down to 57. Currently, it's 62 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Cheaper, better, faster. Denver International Airport has the most parking at the best prices for your travel needs. No coupons. Visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK for more information.
For the first time, the Home Depot has $5 off our top paint brand.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
807 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. At 8:25, we're going to talk to Scott Quasney, the director of Colorado Jobs Justice, about their Labor Day picnic at Lincoln Park. I'm going to try to be out there if I can get there on Monday, and then we're going to kick off a debate and discussion about the newest and latest headlines from Frontier Airlines and that tax issue. Frontier Airlines, the new owners, threatening now specific job cuts if it does not get tax breaks that it is demanding. I'll fill you in on that new news after we talk to our next guest, the famous, the lovely, the great Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. We check in with her every week to figure out and hear about the stories that that we may have missed this week. Hey, Christy, how you doing?
Hey, before we get to the stories, I needed to tell you, I learned how to make moose chili this week.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Do people eat lots of moose up there?
They do, because you hunt for it, and when you bag a moose, there is just a lot of moose, so people give it away. It's like how we're just silly with salmon right now, because we didn't catch any this year, but
right.
All of our friends keep giving us these sides of salmon. And so a friend of ours is native.
Are you a hunter?
I'm not against hunting, but I don't hunt.
Okay.
I do fish.
Okay.
I just am very uncoordinated, so I'm not sure I should have a gun. But a friend of hers is a native girl, and she was home for her to her village, and someone caught a moose, and so she brought us back two little bags of ground moose, and I made moose chili.
So people hunt moose?
They do, yeah.
I mean, like, moose are really big.
They're really big. The meat is a little bit greasy, and it's a little bit gamey. It's sort of like...
Sounds great.
But a little extra. But I made chili. It was pretty good.
That's pretty good. I'm sure you can sort of mask the parts of the moose meat that you don't, the flavors in there that you might not like, in a bowl of chili.
You can do a lot with a little bit of ground cumin. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now I'm a vegetarian, so I've never had moose. But it sounds that sounds like a quintessentially Alaska experience. For those who don't know, Christy lives up in Alaska. I'm sure everybody listening knows that. So let's get to these stories that you've been tracking. I'll just throw it out there to you. Tell us which story you think is the most ridiculous out of all of the things you've been tracking this week.
Well, the one that I'm most upset about, I think, is all of this stupidness over parents not wanting their kids to hear President Barack Obama's speech in schools.
I would agree with you, and we haven't talked very much about that on this show, only because I figured that the audience reaction would be almost unanimously in agreement with the idea that people. It's my take that if you think Barack Obama telling kids in school for one hour, whatever it is, that they should work hard in school, if you think that's a problem, I kind of think that by definition that means you have severe mental issues.
Well, and I also think that you need to take a step back and look at your own patriotism, because, you know, I guarantee 201, the people who are fighting this are also the people who are ostentatiously, you know, painting flags on the sides of their cars and yelling about how, you know, my country, love it or leave it kind of people, and then to turn around and say, except I don't want my kid, quote-unquote, indoctrinated.
Right, and I was wondering, I mean, the thing that's weird to me about this is, if you take this to the argument against this to its logical conclusion, that means that you are angry that George Bush was reading My Pet Goat to kids in a school on 9/11.
Right.
You don't want your congressman showing up to speak to kids in school. And I know members of Congress do these things. Not only do they show up to one school, but members of Congress, if I'm not mistaken, they actually will hold meetings where they'll be in one place and there will be a teleconference with kids from school. So if you take this to the logical conclusion, this really means that that people who are upset about this don't want any of that. They were very angry when Ronald Reagan did this. They were very angry when George H.W. Bush did this. I mean,
they were very angry when you could not move five steps without seeing Nancy Reagan and her "just say no" message when I was a kid.
Right. I mean, this is like craziness. This is insane.
It really is. So it is, and it's getting out of control. It's taking the Tea Party level. Or the Tea Party nonsense, just to a whole new level, I think. And it really turns my stomach, because it's taking, you know, something that should not be politicized and turning it into something ugly.
And by the way, it's really important to remind folks that when Ronald Reagan did this,
right.
Ronald Reagan actually delivered a very political message about the defense buildup and about tax policies. George H.W. Bush, when he did this, he talked about a controversial issue, the war on drugs. I mean, unless there's something that I don't understand. Barack Obama is planning to simply tell kids that, like, school is a good thing and you should work hard. I mean, that is not a political message.
Stay in school, kids. Oh, I don't want my children hearing that. Honey, you're staying home today and watching television. You know, I mean, it's just...
It's totally bizarre. And, I mean, I do think that the right may have overstepped here. I mean, they may have miscalculated. They may... I think it's like, you know, I kind of feel like being like, hey, be careful, guys. Your hate is showing.
Well, I think it's because they're so rudderless right now. There's no one really steering the right-wing boat. And everybody's really freaked out because their lives aren't as cheery and happy as they were promised by George W. And they don't quite know what went wrong. And I thought this was perfectly underscored. I think this entire issue was perfectly underscored by a story that came out this week that focused on the family, James Dobson's group, which used to be powerful with a capital
mm-hmm.
P.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was caught on tape a few years ago railing about a certain senator who wouldn't fall in line and vote the way he wanted him to on a Supreme Court justice and yelling, doesn't he know who put him in power? I mean, this kind of guy and this kind of group. Focus on the Family announced this week they had to cut their entire workforce by 8% because
yeah.
they were broke.
Yeah, I know, and that made some local headlines here because that's right down the road from us here in Denver. We're talking to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. There's a couple other news items I want to go over here. We've got on the list of stories that you're tracking, we've got Blackwater is back in the news. What's going
on? This one I almost didn't want to put on here because I knew it would make your head explode and I was like, don't talk to David about this, but I guess I have to. This is just kind of crazy. The State Department this week, Wednesday night, announced that it was going to extend the contract that they had for U.S. diplomats living in Iraq to be protected, quote-unquote protected, by a security firm that's a subsidiary of Blackwater, or now it's known as Z, the letter X, the letter E, even though Blackwater still doesn't even have a license to operate in Iraq because of all of the atrocities that it committed while it was over there.
So wait a minute, let me understand this. So the U.S. State Department extends a contract that it's to a company that's not even allowed to operate in the jurisdiction that it wants the it's contracting the company to operate in.
Exactly, and they're doing it through a loophole by saying, well, it's not technically Blackwater. It's one of Blackwater's subsidiaries, and so you can't fault us for that, which is just kind of nonsense. And I think that what this really shows is that our heavy, heavy dependence on contractors, no matter what they do, is getting really to a crisis level. I read this week that right now in Afghanistan, for the first time in history in a military conflict, there are more contractors, American-paid contractors in the country, then there are American military.
You need to send me that story, and we will link it on our website. I need to get that story because I'm glad you bring this up. Yesterday on the show, we had a surprise visit. I'm not joking. From Brownie, from Heck of a Job.
Really?
Brownie. Yeah, Heck of a
My
Job.
Goodness.
Heck of a Job. Brownie works next door. At the sister conservative radio station, and I posted something on my Twitter feed, and he came in, and he sat down, and what was amazing about it was, and you should, if you're interested in this issue, both the listeners, Harvey, of the Center for American Progress, we get into a discussion about contractors, and he says, I'm not kidding, he says, look, the one thing I was saying before Katrina and after Katrina is that we are relying too much on contractors. When I was the director of FEMA, one of the big problems I found was that I had to be so reliant on contractors that I couldn't get some things done that I wanted to get done. And he basically said I was reminded that there are many functions of government that need to remain inherently governmental and not private functions. And to hear this guy who is like, you know, a conservative, he's not a born again, right? This is
right.
A conservative guy. If he's saying this, obviously this is a huge problem.
It really is, and for a few reasons. Number one, you saw all those crazy stories this week about all of the stuff that was going on with the contractors over at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul.
Oh, absolutely, right.
You know, operating in this gray zone where anything goes, and they were describing what they were doing over there as some sort of fraternity party. But let me tell you, I've been to a bunch of fraternity parties in my time, and I know where, you know, you ate potato chips from somebody's bum. Like, well, it was just disgusting kind of stuff.
Well, let me throw this at you, and we're talking to Christy Harvey, the Center for American Progress. Just before we go, let me throw a theory at you, and let me hear what you have to say about it. I wrote my last newspaper column about the increased reliance by the military on unmanned drones.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, you put that with the reliance of the military on Blackwater, on private contractors. Is this not just what you might call ideological conservatism? Is this actually the effort by the civilian political administrations that run our country to try, and I think pretty poorly, but to try to divorce military operations from democratic, small-d, democratic accountability? In other words, are they putting into process these institutions and these practices in order to make sure that, say, the public opposition to the wars doesn't actually impede the making of war?
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah, because I think what they're doing is, you know, exactly what you're saying, because right now, if we are anti what's going on, and even Congress, you know, wants to push back on what the military's doing, there's this whole other shadow military that's doing a lot of the actual work. And, you know, I'm of the mind that I'm not, you know, a very typical far lefty. I believe in war. I believe in justified war. But I also believe very strongly that if you're going to go to war, you have to have your people behind you. And the one way you can tell is if people are willing to pay for it. You know, if you've got a whole country who's like, yeah, let's go to war, woohoo! But nobody wants to have their taxes raised to pay for soldiers and guns and things like that, then you don't get to go.
And by the way, that's a fairly moderate position, considering the old position in the country was not only do we need the public to be for it, but we actually need the public in a mass sort of way to be willing to put itself on the line. I mean, we used to have a draft. So, I mean, the fact that, you know, we had a draft that forced some sort of small-d democratic complicity in a war. That's gone. We had a president, George W. Bush, who refused to even raise taxes to pay for a war. So that kind of democratic accountability, that connection to the public, is gone. And now we've got a situation where we're using more and more unmanned drones, more and more private contractors. I mean, we are literally, I think, watching an effort to disconnect the mass public from the wars being waged in its name. And you know, this news about Blackwater is just one piece of news in a bigger story, and it's the kind of thing that you, Christy Harvey, and the Center for American Progress do so well at following. And we really appreciate you taking the time this morning. What are you doing this Labor Day weekend?
I'm doing nothing. It was tourist season last month in Anchorage, and we just had guest after guest after guest. And it was fun, and we did lots of crazy. We went walking on a glacier. We went to the wildlife conservation park. But this weekend, I said I don't want to leave the house.
Well, it's you and your vat of moose chili at home watching movies. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Christy Harvey with the Center for American Progress. Thanks so much for taking the time.
You too, man. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. 8:21 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Up next, we're going to talk to Scott Quasney of Colorado Jobs with Justice about their efforts on Labor Day to raise issues like the Employee Free Choice Act, which is back in the news. After we talk to Scott Quasney, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. I'll fill you in on the latest headline about Frontier Airlines' new owner, Republic Airways, now making specific threats to cut specific jobs here in Colorado unless it gets new tax breaks from Colorado taxpayers. Stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic is a lot lighter than the rest of this week. I'm looking at speeds in the 30s on southbound I-25 up in Northland and Thornton, 104th to 84th. Same deal as you approach downtown there after I-70. Northbound, really no problems for you northbounders moving from the tech center into downtown. Eastbound 6th Avenue is sluggish, shared into Federal. A couple crashes. 6th and Spear, that's a new one in the cleanup phase. A multi-vehicle accident at 7th and Colorado. DIA probably going to be busy today. Everyone may be getting out of town for the weekend. East Economy Lot already full. Looks like Pikes Peak is nearing capacity. Right now your security wait time is 10 minutes. Also downtown, expect some closures, lane restrictions, and pedestrian traffic and delays on the surface streets around Civic Center Park. Taste of Colorado is underway. Look for a lot of people to be there between 11:30 and 10 o'clock p.m. each day. Your forecast. Mostly warm with highs in the mid-80s. Your current downtown temperature is 62 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Beat the summer heat with low Walmart prices on everyone's favorite brands of ice cream. 56-ounce.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., FDIC.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th through September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
One. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday, he went over a big bump. The vibration hit the chip and crack. When the chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And Elite Safelite Repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 9th, U.S. only, see store for details.
We're not going to have a successful country until we have a president and members of Congress who are willing to stand up and say to the CEO Council, we're going to overthrow your power. President Obama, please step up to the plate and take these people on. Stop listening to Rahm Emanuel. Stop listening to the Blue Dogs. Stop listening to the corporatists in your group and start listening to the people.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, 26 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on the eve of the Labor Day weekend. I'm not a big fan of Labor Day weekend, not because I don't think we need a holiday to celebrate American labor. Obviously, I think that. I'm just never a fan of Labor Day because it's the end of summer. But I got to get over that. I think it's like, you know, if you go to all the way through high school and all the way through college, that's like 16 years of Labor Day, meaning summer vacation, is over. And so I am, let's see, I graduated college in 1998. So I'm only 10 years past living on a schedule where Labor Day means the end of, you know, your fun summer vacation. So I'm still getting that out of my system. And actually, I'm looking forward to a nice 3-day weekend. And on Monday, there is going to be a Labor Day picnic at Lincoln Park, Monday from 2 to 5 p.m., organized by Colorado Jobs with Justice. And on the line with us is Scott Kwasny of Colorado Jobs with Justice. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you, David?
I'm good. Okay, so tell us what the theme of the picnic is going to be. I know it's coming near the final negotiations between UFCW, the United Food and Commercial Workers, and the grocery stores, that ongoing potential strike situation. We still don't know what's going to come out of this. Tell us what the theme of the Labor Day picnic, again, this Monday from 2 to 5 p.m. at Lincoln Park, is going to be.
Well, that is an important theme with the grocery workers. Wednesday, actually, is their last day of negotiations, currently scheduled negotiations. They've been working without a contract since May 9th. So the United Food and Commercial Workers, the union that represents the grocery workers, is one of the big sponsors of this event, and they've been really key in planning it. And they're expecting to have a couple thousand of their members there. So we are going to be, you know, the state of the American worker in this economy is not the best it's been in a long time. So we need to give workers a day that's theirs to celebrate and relax. Labor Day has been co-opted by furniture stores, by car dealerships, to try and get people to go out and spend money, when in reality it should be a day for the American worker to sit back and relax and enjoy the fruits of their labor and enjoy their family. So that's what we're going to try and take back Labor Day from Jake Jabs and from the car dealerships, and give workers a chance to celebrate, even though there's not a whole lot to celebrate about this economy right now.
We're talking to Scott Kwasny of Colorado Jobs with Justice, and again, the picnic is this Monday from 2 to 5 p.m. at Lincoln Park. Everybody's welcome, whether you're in a union or not. And as you mentioned, you know, this is not a great time for lots and lots of workers. It's also not a great time for, in particular, organized labor when you look out at the politics of what's going on in Washington. The Employee Free Choice Act is now on the ropes. The Employee Free Choice Act, of course, would make it easier for people to join a union. However, there are new rumblings out there that the Employee Free Choice Act may come back up for a vote. Our senators and our congresspeople in Colorado are probably, as usual, because they represent a quote-unquote swing state, are probably going to play a pivotal role in those negotiations. What are you and what is the labor movement trying to do to move these members of Congress to the right position on the Employee Free Choice Act? Of course, as just one example, Senator Michael Bennett, I cite him not to pick on him, but just as he's a perfect example, he has refused to take a position on the issue. What are you doing to try to move these members of Congress to the right pro-labor position on that issue?
Well, we've been working on the Employee for Choice Act for well over a year now, and it is something that has sort of come up in Congress since the early 2000s. We have been urging people to contact our members of Congress. We've set up lobbying visit. We've got a group of people, a delegation from Colorado, going on September 9th to Washington, D.C. This is several organizations are sending members of this delegation to talk about the Employee Free Choice Act. Right now, though, with health care in the state it's in, and it's sort of in the forefront, this needs to happen, or else I think pretty much anything else can be written off in the progressive agenda. So we've sort of been, because it's all interconnected, Employee Free Choice Act, working people, health care, we are going to have people at the Labor Day picnic talking about the Employee Free Choice Act and talking about health care, urging people to contact our members of Congress. I have heard that some elected officials will likely show up on Monday, so it'll be a good chance for people to get in front of some members of Congress to let them know that we need to fix this broken system, both with labor law and with our health care system.
And I'm glad you bring it up and you connect them. And we're talking to Scott Quazney of Colorado Jobs with Justice, the picnic on Monday from 2 to 5. At Lincoln Park. Come on out. I'm going to try to be out there myself. And the connection between labor law reform and health care is one that doesn't get talked about very much, but it, to my mind, is pretty obvious. If you have stronger unions able to negotiate with employers, and the health care reform package is talking about preserving large swaths of the employer-based health care system, the more bargaining power workers have, the better the health care benefits they are going to be able to negotiate for not only union workers, but for non-union workers in terms of setting standards across industries. And I think that's a point that a lot of people have missed here. So it's not one or the other. It's not we have to do health care and then, you know, screw EFCA, or we have to do EFCA and forget health care.
Right.
Both of these things have to happen if there's really going to be a concrete health care policy and economic policy change that people actually feel. Scott Quazney with the Colorado Jobs with Justice. You can find information about Colorado Jobs with Justice at www.cojwj.org. The picnic, again, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Lincoln Park,
David,
on Monday. Yes.
And that's 2 to 5. There's going to be a stage with music and poetry. And at 5:30, the Romero Theater Troupe is going to be performing We Shall Not Be Moved, Voices from the Workers' Struggle, which highlights a lot of the struggles from the labor history of the United States. And that's a great show. That'll start at 5:30. So, and I think the music is going to start at noon. So it's an all-day thing. Food is free. Entertainment is free. We'll have kids' games. We'll have a balloon twister, face painting. So,
are dogs welcome?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bring Monty out.
Okay.
It'd be great to see you and Emily and Monty out there. But so you can show up at noon to enjoy music. Food service starts at 2. It's food provided by UFCW. And it'll be a great day to celebrate working people and to talk about what needs to happen to rebuild the middle class and get us back on track in this country.
Well, thanks for organizing it, and I hope to see you there. It looks like the weather's going to hold out for us. I'll see you there, Scott.
Absolutely. Thanks, David.
Okay.
Bye.
8:35 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. I'm going to fill you in on a new and very, very specific threat by Frontier Airlines and their jobs here in Colorado. Earlier in the week, we talked about the Hickenlooper administration seeming to bow down to Frontier Airlines' demands for new tax breaks. Frontier saying to Hickenlooper, jump. Hickenlooper seeming to say, how high? Now, as if to raise the stakes, Frontier Airlines is threatening specific job cuts unless those tax breaks are enacted. Remember, we have a budget crisis here in Denver. I'll fill you in on all of that, and then we'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo to talk about it. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. The traffic on the freeway is really nice for us this morning. No accidents right now, just the normal jams. Nothing out of the ordinary. Eastbound 6th Avenue, sluggish here to Federal. Southbound 225, Colfax to Mississippi. And again, from Parker Road to 25. Eastbound I-70, a little busy around the mousetrap, as is northbound 2 1/4, Parker Road past Mississippi. Our accident, 6th and Spear, also a new one. This one involves a school bus, Quebec and Alameda. At DIA, your wait time is only about 10 to 15 minutes. But East Economy Lot already full, Pikes Peak nearing capacity, and downtown Taste of Colorado underway. Have some closures there by Civic Center Park. Look for a lot of extra pedestrian traffic as well, some lane restrictions, and just some general delays. Your forecast, like yesterday, sun and clouds mixed, but warm with a high of 85. Afternoon thunderstorms should be limited to the high country. Right now, 65 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Buy a new Vespa scooter from AM 760. Sportique scooter.
And taking a knee should run the clock out right before the half.
So Walmart checks other stores' prices so I don't have to. And if there's a better price out there, they'll even match it, which means I spend less time shopping around and more time doing the important things, like catching the halftime show.
Okay, ready? 2, 4, 6, 8. Scooter, we appreciate. Yay!
Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury product in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory subsidized leasing on every Lincoln, or low-rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
For the first time, the Home Depot has $5 off our top paint brands, Behr, Glidden, Ralph Lauren, and Fresh Air. $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets by mail-in rebate. Savings you can put toward brushes, rollers, or to enjoy the extra day of your long weekend. Starting with $5 off our best paint brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/7, U.S. only. See store for exclusions and details.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th to September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
Hello, AM 760 listeners. It's Tom Hartman for Outdoor Kitchen. Outdoor Kitchen has everything you'll need for Colorado outdoor living. They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge selection of high-quality patio furniture. Do yourself a favor this year. Stop in and see all there is to see at Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911. 303-991-9911 or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. We just talked to Scott Kwasny, the director of Colorado Jobs with Justice. The picnic on Labor Day on Monday, I'm going to come out to for some time, bring Monty. Hopefully Emily will have some time to come. That's at Lincoln Park, which is at 10th and Osage. 10th and Osage in Denver. And music starts at 12 and festivities go all the way till about 5:30 or 6 p.m. So again, 10th and Osage, Lincoln Park, the picnic on Monday from about noon until about 6. Bring your dog, have some fun, free food. Should be a good time. And the weather looks like it's going to hold out. All right, as promised, let's get to our AM 760. Let's open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo here and fill you in on this story. In the ongoing saga of Republic Airways and Frontier Airlines. Now, earlier in the week, we discussed how the new owner of Frontier Airlines, Republic Airways Holding Company, has been demanding new tax breaks from the city and county of Denver and threatening to potentially cut some of its jobs unless it gets those tax breaks. And it's been fairly disappointing, I think, to see that when the corporate CEO of Republic Airways has said jump, the Hickenlooper administration seems to say only how high. We're talking about $5-6 million in tax revenue at a time when the city and county of Denver faces a major budget crisis. I mean, this is a time when headlines this week, the city is in such a crisis that it may be laying off policemen. And it may be cutting pay for firefighters at a time when Republic Airways, which owns Frontier Airlines, a company, by the way, Frontier has reported profits in 9 straight months, is now demanding new tax breaks. Well, to update you on this story, I just wanted to point out this Denver Business Journal story report. Republic may move 250 Frontier Airlines jobs out of Denver. Republic Airways Holding, which is expected to acquire Frontier officially October 1, that's already basically a done deal, is considering shifting up to 250 Denver area Frontier jobs to Milwaukee or Indianapolis. According to a news report, the Journal Sentinel newspaper of Milwaukee, quoting Republic CEO Brian Bedford, reported on its website that the jobs that could be moved include 150 heavy maintenance positions at Denver International Airport and around 100 other Denver-based positions. Milwaukee is the headquarters of Midwest Airlines, which Republic recently acquired. In all, Republic may move as many as 400 jobs to Milwaukee or Indianapolis, including another 150 employees from a customer service center in Las Cruces, New Mexico. It's also possible that those jobs, however, could come to Denver. So this is real now. This company is playing hardball. Now, it's not clear whether the company is moving those jobs in connection with its demands for new tax breaks. It may have already planned to move those jobs. And that gets to the bigger question. Should the Hickenlooper administration, should the city and county of Denver simply hand over these tax breaks in a budget crisis in order to try to make sure that as many Frontier Airlines jobs stay here as possible? Do you buy the argument that if the Hickenlooper administration does not suck up to this company and give them special tax breaks, which other companies, by the way, don't get, right? Basically give them an exemption from city taxes and county taxes. If the Hickenlooper administration does this, do you buy the argument that that will keep the jobs here? Or is the Hickenlooper administration effectively negotiating with the equivalent of political terrorists? Now, I'm not calling the Republic Airways or Frontier Airlines actual terrorists, but it's the paradigm. When you negotiate with political terrorists, you often don't win because you often, for instance, one thing that happens is the companies will often take the tax breaks and leave anyway. Additionally, you can set off a chain reaction. Other companies will start saying, well, we want a tax break. Should the Hickenlooper administration succumb to these demands, or should they play hardball? 303-713-7600. I'd love to hear from some Frontier Airlines employees. I'd love to hear what you think. I'm putting out you know, a call here. If you work for Frontier Airlines, I'd be particularly interested, and I'm sure the audience would be particularly interested to hear from you. I'd also love to hear from some policemen. The Hickenlooper administration is about to do fairly substantial layoffs in the police force, citing a budget crisis. Where do you come down? Do you come down on the side of, hey, look, we'll take the layoffs and we should pay for the tax breaks in order to keep the job base here? Or do you not buy that argument? And what about police jobs? Those are jobs too. So if you're a Frontier Airlines employee or a member of the police force, please give us a call, 303-713-7600. We'd particularly like to hear from you, although the AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open to all. 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll go to the phones. Let's go to John in Boulder. John, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave.
Hey there.
They ought to raise their taxes.
Oh, you want to go the other way?
Yeah. If they're going to play hardball, let's play.
Well, I mean, what about the idea that if you play that kind of hardball, you're going to make it more likely that they're going to leave?
Well, they should offer some sort of protection for the employees. Like, look, if you get fired by Frontier because of this debacle, then you've got a special, you know, the city will, I don't know if they can do this, but, you know, offer them some sort of unemployment package, you know.
Well, do you think the Hickenlooper administration, because from the reporting, and we are going to try to get Mayor Hickenlooper on this show or somebody from his administration to talk about this, do you think that the Hickenlooper administration, in the current reporting about it, they basically haven't put up any fight at all? They're just moving forward with a plan to offer up these tax breaks. Do you think the Hickenlooper administration, do you think this is an exhibit of effectively a kind of political corruption, a kind of political cowardice on their part, or do you think it's pragmatism?
Oh, I think it's cowardice. I mean, ultimately, they've got, you know, Denver is such a great airport, and it's such a great hub that they really hold the power here. I think they can hold out and get what they want.
So you think this is just basically political weakness? It's just...
I mean, there's plenty of airlines out there that are going to, they would be willing to pay the taxes or higher taxes and then take that hub. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean, see, that's where I come down, which is the idea that I haven't heard I can't believe an airline would move its whole operations out of a city for $3 or $4 million. I mean, $4 or $5 million. I'm not saying that's not a lot of money, but for a national airline, it's not a huge amount of money. It seems to me this is like a rather cheap and transparent effort to simply pad the company's pockets using an over-the-top threat in the hopes that the Hickenlooper administration will be so weak as to not stand up to this kind of nonsense. That's what it seems to me. And the fact that it's moving, these tax proposals are moving without much of, you haven't heard anybody say, hey, wait a minute. Inside the city and county government structure, that to me is rather odd. I mean, we're in a major budget crisis here. John, thanks for the call. 850 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Frontier Airlines now, the controversy ratcheting up as Republic Airways now, a new report says it plans to start moving 250 jobs out of Denver as the company is demanding new tax breaks from the city of Denver. Is this situation escalating? And can new tax breaks for Frontier Airlines stop it? Or should the Hickenlooper administration and the city and county of Denver stand up and say, no, we're not going to play games with our tax base right now during a budget crisis? 303-713-7600 is the number. Come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. And in particular, if you're a Frontier Airlines employee or a member of the Denver Police Force, which is bearing the brunt or may bear the brunt of this budget crisis, major layoffs coming to the police force, we'd love to hear from you. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Just one accident out there, Dave. It's not on the highways, but a school bus is involved. It's at Quebec and Alameda. Pretty busy intersection there in Denver and West Denver. Also seeing some normal jams. Eastbound 6th Avenue, Sheridan down to 25. Eastbound I-70 around the Mousetrap. And northbound 225, a little sluggish there from the spillway up to Mississippi. Southbounders, speeds really starting to pop up now in the 40s and 50s now as you're making your way towards the Tech Center. Heavier traffic westbound 76th in Commerce City at 74th Avenue. Expect some lane restrictions, closures, traffic, pedestrian traffic, and delays on the surface streets around Civic Center Park today. That's right, it's Taste of Colorado weekend, so going to see a lot of people around downtown. Also at DIA, going to be a busy day for you. East Economy Lot, full. Pikes Peak Shuttle Lot, getting full. And the security wait time right now, 10 minutes. Your forecast today, like yesterday, sun and clouds mixed, but warm and a high of 85. Afternoon thunderstorm should be limited to the high country. Right now, 67 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at visitlasvegas.com.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work. But the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Viruses and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to mycleanpc.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at mycleanpc.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Are you looking to lose 10 pounds or more? Well, if you're between the ages of 21 and 55 and you live in this listening area, you now have a chance to try one of the most powerful weight loss breakthroughs ever discovered for free. It's called Apamine, and it's only available in right-size smoothies. In a moment, I'll give you the toll-free number you can call to start losing weight for free. Years of clinical testing helped earn right-size a government patent, and now it's being made available to the public. It's unique. Clinically powerful combination of ingredients allows you to lose weight naturally and effortlessly without feeling hungry or deprived. And if you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the smoothies. For 2 full weeks free, call now, 1-800-500-3305. Apamine is one of the most powerful weight loss discoveries ever available. While supplies last, you can experience it free for 2 full weeks. Again, to reserve your free 2-week trial, call now, 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you want to pass any messages on to me but can't don't have time to hold, remember, you can instant message us at www.am760.net. We're talking about Frontier Airlines and its potential move to cut 250 jobs right now in Denver. Do you think we should give them tax breaks to get them to stay here? Let's take one more call before the national news, and then we'll get back to the subject after the national news. Ron in Littleton.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good.
The big joke is that already before even Frontier entered a bankruptcy, they were sending a lot of their heavy maintenance work down to Costa Rica.
I had heard that, and some people had even raised some safety questions about that. And I think you're raising a good point in the sense that some of these jobs were already going to move anyway. So why are we going to cough up new tax breaks to keep those jobs here? Thanks for the call, Ron. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to get the national news, and we'll come right back and continue this conversation. Jane, I know you're a Frontier Airline employee. Hang on, we'll get right to your call. Russ, we'll get to your call as well. 303-713-7600, get in on the conversation.
Imagine getting something that will never lose it.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The jobless rolls grew again last month. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate climbed to 9.7%. That's up an unexpected 0.3 point from July. Still, says economist David Weiss,
generally, the labor market's still worsening, but, you know, it's beginning to stabilize. It's not getting as bad per month as it used to.
But Weiss believes the unemployment rate will hit double digits.
10% is not magic. It's just a round number that gets a lot of headlines. Yeah, I think we'll be over 10%, maybe in December, if not early next year.
It could be another hurdle to overcome in Afghanistan. An Afghan official says dozens of civilians are among the as many as 90 people killed in a U.S. airstrike on two fuel tanker trucks hijacked by the Taliban. CBS News Afghan analyst Jerry Van Dyke says this will not help win the hearts and minds of the people.
It makes it politically harder and militarily harder for the United States. This is a tremendously difficult blow against the United States and its allies.
Word has come from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul that 8 security guards have been fired after charges of lewd behavior and sexual misconduct. The embassy says it's also replacing the management team of the private contractor that provides the service. A former U.S. soldier is to be sentenced today to life in prison without parole for the rape and murder of an Iraqi teenager and the shooting deaths of 3 of her family members. Former PFC Stephen Dale Green was convicted by a civilian jury in May. For the exonerated in Texas, there is not only freedom from prison, there is a significant payday. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
A new law means $80,000 a year for every year served by the wrongly convicted and generous yearly payments.
The annuities that they're getting from the state will give them security. They'll be guaranteed an income for life.
Lubbock attorney Kevin Glashine represents a dozen exonerees and says it's only fair after years in prison for something they didn't do.
These men understand that bitterness, resentment, and anger doesn't hurt anybody but themselves.
They'll also get paid college tuition and counseling to try to mend their lives. Nick?
It's been longstanding policy during both Democratic and Republican administrations, but now it's changing. CBS News correspondent Bill Plant has details of a deal to quell legal pressure from a watchdog group.
Under the terms of the settlement, the White House now will release the names of all visitors to the White House after a three-month waiting period. Those names will include everybody except people under a national security exemption, the daily comings and goings of the staff, and visitors to the first family.
Hall of Fame baseball announcer Ernie Harwell has been diagnosed with terminal cancer. The 91-year-old Harwell retired in 2002 after 55 years as a broadcaster, 42 of them calling games for the Detroit Tigers. He says he's philosophical about the prognosis.
The risk factor is much stronger than the cure factor, and we're just going to take it as it comes.
Harwell says, whatever's in store, I'm ready for a new adventure. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 29 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dose instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva. Help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The Transportation Department is hoping yesterday's tanker crash near Fort Collins won't slow the holiday drive. CDOT's Stacy Stegman says it's the second time in 9 days a tanker has spilled asphalt into the Poudre River.
The good news is a lot of it has been contained. The asphalt that came out was hot, and so when it hit the water, it kind of globbed up and didn't get very far down the river.
Both trucks were part of a CDOT project that has been shut down temporarily. A federal judge has indefinitely blocked oil and gas drilling on a wildlife refuge that sits next to the Great Sand Dunes National Park in south central Colorado. The judge found environmentalists presented adequate evidence that drilling would cause irreparable damage to the Baca National Wildlife Refuge. The Broncos finally win a preseason game, 19-0 over Arizona. Next up for coach Josh McDaniels, cutting down his roster. Broncos insider Adam Schefter says we've likely seen the last of defensive lineman linebacker Jarvis Moss.
Jarvis Moss has never made an impact in Denver. He has struggled all along. He has never been able to find his little niche, and it will not surprise me if over the course of the next 24 hours, today or tomorrow, he's one of the Broncos that does not make the boat.
Final roster cuts will be made by 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Baseball, Rockies lose to the Mets yesterday and take on the D-backs tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're getting word of a late accident. This is northbound I-25 right around 104th. Going to be backing things up as you're trying to make your way out of the metro. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, a few leftover heavy pockets on highways like 225. This is right around that Parker curve, as well as on C-470 past Santa Fe. Could be just a little bit sluggish there as I check on those speedometers. Off the highways, they're cleaning up that crash at Quebec and Alameda. Now, if you are heading out to DIA, catching a flight, scurry away times hovering around 10 minutes. However, both the East Economy lot and the Pikes Peak Shuttle lot, they're full. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm one today with a high of about 86 degrees. We can expect some sunny skies. Shouldn't see any afternoon showers like we may tomorrow and Sunday. But for the time being, it's a little bit breezy and 71 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mile High Harley-Davidson's first annual tent event was a huge success. However, there are a few good bikes left.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, Quentin Tarantino has struck box office gold and scored the best opening weekend of his career with his latest movie, Inglourious Basterds, which ranked in a whopping $37.6 million. The movie, which stars Brad Pitt, tells the story of a group of Jewish-American commandos who wage a violent and surprisingly humorous war on the Nazis.
Think like this, and it's simply not true.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dino 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Looking forward to the long weekend. We will not be here on this radio show on Monday. Stephanie Miller's show will be broadcast in our absence. We'll be back on Tuesday, and I'll be at that picnic at Lincoln Park on 11th and Osage in Denver. I probably won't be there from 12 to 6, but it runs from 12 to 6. Free food, Labor Day picnic. I'll bring Monty out. Should be a good time. We'll go back to the phones now. We're talking about Frontier Airlines. The news, not sure you've heard about it yet. The earlier news in the week was that Republic Airways, which is buying Frontier, had made a vague threat to move a good chunk of Frontier Airlines jobs out of Denver unless Denver coughed up special tax exemptions and tax breaks for the company, valued somewhere around $4 or $5 million. The city, of course, facing a major budget crisis to the point where the mayor, Mayor John Hickenlooper, is threatening to lay off police officers. Simultaneously, the Hickenlooper administration seems to be moving forward with these new tax breaks. It seems that, as Republic Airways has said to the city, jump, Mayor Hickenlooper has said, how high? The open question is whether you think that's a good idea. Do we need to provide these tax breaks, even in a budget crisis, in order to keep these jobs here? Well, what has ratcheted up in the last 24 hours is news from a Milwaukee paper, from the Milwaukee's main paper, saying that Frontier is already starting to move at least 250 jobs out of Denver. So now that you've heard that, what do you think about this? Do you think the Hickenlooper administration is right to provide these tax breaks to try to keep these jobs here, or were these jobs already going away? And is Mayor Hickenlooper simply being weak in bowing down to the demands of a big corporation? 303-713-7600. I'm very interested to hear from Frontier Airlines employees about this. You're on the front lines of this. I'd also love to hear from a policeman or a firefighter whose jobs and wages are on the line as the city moves to either lay off police officers and cut firefighter pay. 303-713-7600. Speaking of a Frontier Airline employee, we have one on the line here. Jane in Denver. Jane, you're on AM 760. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. I think it's really sad because our current CEO, Sean Menke, did a fabulous job in saving the airline. You know, there were days when we didn't even know if we were going to have a job, you know, like from day to day, and he just did his magic and jumped through loopholes and saved the airline. And then when the bidding came along and it was between the Southwest and Republic, a lot of us were rooting for Republic because we felt that they would do the right thing with the airline as opposed to Southwest. We felt they would basically just absorb us and Frontier would disappear. And so then when this tax break came along, I thought, you know, that might be a good thing for us to save our jobs. But then when I heard that other people might lose their jobs because of it, I thought, you know, it's we were relying on Republic to do the right thing, and now here they are up there making all these demands. And I don't want to lose my job. But
what do you do for Frontier?
Well, I work in the catering department.
Okay. Okay. And you, do you work out at DIA?
I do.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, I guess I would ask, does this undermine your confidence in the new owners of Frontier in the sense of, do you feel like that this new move where we hear this headline that they're already moving 250 jobs out of Denver, does that undermine your confidence? Does that make you believe that what you've heard from the new management may not have been all that forthright?
It does and it doesn't, because you know it's understood, I think, that some jobs would be lost because of the duplication, like in HR, mm-hmm. and payroll, and you know some of that I think is just assumed. But as far as the tax breaks, yeah, it does. I'm really disappointed. That's something I didn't expect out of them, because they did say that Frontier would run as it is. And, you know, with new management, you always expect some changes, but I don't expect them to be sitting up there like God making their demands.
Yeah, and I think it's disconcerting in the sense that it's not like the Republic bought Frontier and Frontier at the time of purchase had been reporting bad numbers, right? 9 straight months of profitability from Frontier, and now you're basically buying the company and saying that, well, we look at 9 straight months of profitability and say we need new tax breaks in order to stay here, even at a time when you're simultaneously already moving forward with plans to cut jobs here. I mean, the company, Republic Airways, seems to be talking out of 15 different sides of its mouth. You know, like either you need tax breaks to stay here, or you're planning to leave anyway without the tax breaks. It's one or the other. It's not, we need the tax breaks to stay here, but we're going to move anyway. I mean, that's what I think is really confusing about this. And, you know, I just think the Hickenlooper administration needs to ask more questions. I mean, we need more questions asked before we rush through a series of new tax breaks at a time when we're laying off police, cutting firefighter pay, and doing all sorts of other draconian budget cuts. Hey, Jane, thanks for the call, and keep the faith out there at DIA.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
9:14 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin.
Who would want to live in Milwaukee, Dave?
You know, Milwaukee's a good town, dude.
Is it really?
We were there on my book tour. It's actually a good town. But it's.
And if anybody's from Milwaukee, forgive me, but I've heard that, you know, it's a fun place to visit.
Yes.
But when you live there, like, you know, it's cloudy and miserable and it's dark at like 5 o'clock. This is just what Jay has said, too. It's dark at like 5 o'clock.
The winter is brutal. The winter is brutal. And I got to tell you something, that's part of the problem. That's part of the business problem with this move is that, you know, you businesses try to move some of the same employees to relocate them because those employees carry with them, of course, their training. And I got to tell you something, Milwaukee is a decent town, but it's no Denver. And trying to move employees who have put down roots here in Denver, if you're going to even move some of those jobs out of Denver, I think that's a tough sell. That's a really tough sell. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Russ in Pueblo. Russ, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Hey there.
Hey, my opinion of this whole Republic thing, I say help them pack and let them move. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I strongly believe, in my opinion, that was their plan in the first place. And they're just using this tax thing as an excuse to get out of Denver. And I bet you down the road that they do away with the Frontier name. I wouldn't put it past them.
Well, I'm sure that they they don't just want an excuse. I'm sure that they'd want to pocket that extra $4 or $5 million in tax breaks before they head out the door, if that is their plan. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who don't think that is their plan. And I think, you know, I think I'm not saying that you're not entitled to believe that they're already planning to move. There's certainly some signs of that. Today's news about them already starting to move 250 jobs out to Milwaukee is certainly potential evidence of that. But I do think that there are people who really sincerely hope that they stay. And, you know, this is a tough call at some level for city officials. You know, they don't want to be caught being blamed for supposedly forcing Frontier Airlines to leave. But I also think, you know, I'd like a little due diligence. You know,
yeah.
I'd like the city government, I'd like Mayor Hickenlooper, I'd like the city council to do a little due diligence and say, hey, wait a minute. Are we going to get fleeced here? I mean, one idea, here's a compromise idea. Hey, we'll give you these tax breaks, but you, the company, have to commit to preserving a certain number of jobs here. Because if you're coming to us saying you need these tax breaks in order to stay here, then you should have no problem committing to stay here. Of course, what ends up happening in these situations is companies like that, they don't like to make those commitments because so many companies take the tax breaks and do as you imply. They take the tax breaks and they get out. Hey, Russ, thanks for the call, man.
All right, then.
917 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you think the Hickenlooper administration, in light of today's news, needs to slow down the process of moving forward these tax breaks, these potential new tax breaks for Frontier Airlines? Frontier's new parent company, Republic Airways, saying it needs about $4 or $5 million in special tax breaks, not given to any other business, from the city of Denver in order to stay here. That's what they've been saying. And now the news is, as the city moves forward those tax breaks, they haven't passed yet, but as they move forward those tax breaks, a headline out of Milwaukee is that Republic Airways is already moving 250 jobs out of Denver and to Milwaukee. Is the city being duped? Does the Hickenlooper administration need to start asking more questions? Is it being way too weak, way too solicitous of corporate interests? That's been a criticism of Mayor Hickenlooper before. Is that what's going on here? 303-713-7600. And if you're a Frontier Airlines employee, we'd love to hear from you. We already heard from one. Also, if you're a police officer, you know, the police officers, the headline in, I think it was yesterday's post or 2 days ago, was that the budget crisis in Denver is forcing police layoffs. And that budget crisis is happening as we're dealing with these tax issues. Should we be giving away corporate tax breaks, special corporate tax breaks, when we have such a bad budget crisis that we're laying off cops? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a new crash northbound I-25 near 104th Avenue. That's there in Thornton. Backups to Thornton Parkway. Southbound side, really no problems right now. You may hit a little jam as you make the I-70 curve getting into downtown, but speed's still in the 40s and 50s at least as you make your way through that stretch. Another crash near Boulder. It's on Highway 119 near Highway 52. And if you're traveling out to DIA today, you want to know that East Economy Lot is already full. Pikes Peak Shuttle Lot is getting full. And actually, that is full now. And security wait time is 10 minutes. In downtown, Taste of Colorado underway. We have some closures there around Civic Center Park on 15th Street and Broadway. A lot of pedestrian traffic expected over the weekend and serious delays. So if you're not going to the Taste, you may want to avoid downtown. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Highs in the mid-80s. Your current downtown temperature is 67 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the high.
Are you in a job you hate? Wonder why you haven't found the career you love? The Streeter Opportunity Group has helped many in the same position with their Life 101 Living Backwards course, guaranteed to give you a plan and a mentor. Register by September 7th and receive a discounted tuition rate of $99. You have nothing to lose, except that job you hate. Call the Streeter Opportunity Group, 720-401-2161. That's 720-401-2161.
During our Labor Day sale with savings up to 65% off original prices. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to ehealthmarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit.
But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Honey, don't you walk out.
923 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. This story about the potential Romanoff-Bennett primary in the Denver Post today. You'll probably want to check it out if you're following politics in this state. It's a big story in the Denver Post, making the allegation that Andrew Romanoff was angling to be named lieutenant governor, and that when that didn't happen, he decided to run for the Senate, basically saying that all of this is tactical scheming by Romanoff. The problem with the story, and I encourage you to check it out, the problem with the story is you'll notice that the sources in the story are unnamed. It's just quote-unquote Democratic sources. And this gives you, it's a good example of the problem of anonymous journalism and anonymous sources. When you don't know who the sources are, you can't tell as a reader what those sources' motives are. Who knows if those sources are have a vested interest in Michael Bennett, have a vested interest in something else? And that's the problem with this story, but it is interesting. And the speculation around that primary continues to heat up. For the rest of the hour, though, we're talking about the Frontier Airlines situation. It's actually kind of interesting and kind of sad to me. I listen to the radio dial and I watch local TV, and this is a story that hasn't gotten a lot of attention. It's very, very strange. The city of Denver is facing a major budget crisis to the point where it might be laying off firefighters and police officers. Actually, check that. Cutting the pay of firefighters and potentially laying off police officers. At the same time, the Hickenlooper administration seems to be quickly moving forward a series of tax breaks that Frontier Airlines is demanding as ransom to stay here in Denver. The news today, however, is that Frontier Airlines may already be moving jobs out of Denver right now. So the idea that they need these tax breaks to stay here, it kind of undermines that claim if they're already moving jobs out of Denver. So the question is, should, now that we know that Frontier Airlines is moving jobs out of Denver, should the city, should Hickenlooper continue simply moving forward these new tax exemptions, exemptions on taxes that the rest of us have to pay, or should the city start playing a little hardball, or at least asking some questions of this big employer in the city and state? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Paula in Englewood. Paula, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. I really like your program. You are the smartest man in the world.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you kind of hit on it. Tax abatement, to me, is pushing down the tax burden to the local and individual level. When I believe that there is a balancing act because there are jobs, and those do create tax dollars, but they create individual income tax dollars, sales tax dollars, property tax dollars that individual taxpayers bear the burden of. And we all know that corporations and do use infrastructure dollars, basically, infrastructure dollars in the form of fire and police and roads and schools and bridges in the community that they operate out of. And if they're not going to pay for those, then that gets down to us, the individual taxpayer. And I go round and round with my husband about this all the time, that some tax abatement is a good thing. But if you do it too much and too often, the burden ends up falling on the individuals.
Yeah, I think a common sense compromise position is for the city to at least say to the company, hey, if we're going to do these tax breaks for you, Frontier Airlines, a company that has reported 9 months straight of profits, if we're going to do these tax breaks for you on the basis of you saying you need them in order to keep jobs here in Denver, then we're going to put into the legislation that creates these tax breaks a mandate that if you renege on your part of the deal, if you cut jobs anyway, we will be able to claw back tax money from you. Now, that's calling the company's bluff, in my mind. That's saying, all right, if everyone's being an honest actor here, then nobody should have a problem with signing that commitment. And, of course, that's what the news today seems to undermine, right? If the company is saying we need the tax breaks in order to stay here, and yet is simultaneously already moving jobs out of here, it seems to call into question whether the company is already planning to leave, and then call into question why, if that's the case, Mayor Hickenlooper and the city seem to be moving forward this tax proposal without stopping and asking questions.
Yeah, you know, something like you suggest, amortizing basically the tax breaks over 5 years or whatever, makes total sense.
I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
928 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. If you're a Frontier Airline, give us a ring, 303-713-7600. Tell us how you feel about this. Do you feel the city needs to enact these tax breaks in order to protect your job? Where do you come down? Let's go to Art in Denver. Art, you're on AM760. Hello, Art.
I think it's Mark.
Oh, Mark. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Real good. How are you, sir?
Good.
I worked for the mayor years ago at Tenant Bar, one of his restaurant bars, and I know the man. I've also attended a bar in his home for private parties. Is he selling out? Respectfully, David, that's the wrong question. He is an affirmed corporatist. His chief of staff, who just resigned, a gal, I can't think of her name, I've written down.
Kelly Bro?
Yes, just became the new head of the Chamber of Commerce, which is the most anti-labor, pro-extreme corporatist outfit out there, which I think speaks volumes about the mayor and where he's coming from. He's not selling out. He's being true to his core.
Well, and the strange part is, of course, is that the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce seems to be backing this tax break. Of course, members of the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce, other businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, they're not representing, in my mind, a diverse business interest when they're saying a special tax break for one corporation is a good idea, when in fact, if you do that, you potentially raise the tax burden on every other business. And just to give folks an idea of Hickenlooper's involvement in this, I'm reading from the Denver Post. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper talked by phone with Republic's CEO last week. Quote, Hickenlooper did assure the CEO that we would do all we could to make Frontier and Republic successful in Denver, said Hickenlooper's spokesperson. Hickenlooper declined to reveal the call's contents, saying only, quote, a variety of business issues were discussed. And so you can bet that those tax breaks, I would bet, I can't prove it, but I would bet that those tax breaks were discussed. And now, again, the big news today, the company saying, hey, we're going to stay here if we get these tax breaks. Actually, they're moving, already moving, 250 jobs out of Denver, according to the Milwaukee newspaper. And it seems to undermine what Republic is saying, and it seems to call into question whether Mayor Hickenlooper is being too quick to simply throw taxpayer cash at this corporation during a budget crisis that he is out there saying might force him to lay off police and cut the pay of firefighters. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man.
David, do we have any real Democrats in this state?
Do we have any real Democrats in this state?
Ritter, Bennett, U-Haul, Hickenlooper, these are all corporatists.
I mean, I the answer is yes, we do, and I think that there are a number of people in the legislature who are good, solid, progressive Democrats. There are, I think, Ed Perlmutter. He's not perfect, but he has been a pretty straight-shooting Democrat. I think Betsy Markey, she is in an extremely tough district. She came out strong for the Employee Free Choice Act. I think there are some Democrats out there who are, and Diana DeGette, of course, you know, I mean, she's has a great Democratic voting record. But look, I think you're asking a fair question, right? Where is the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party in Colorado? When you hear an issue like this, we're going to give away corporate tax breaks at a time that we're in such a budget crisis that we're laying off police officers. That is a good question. Where the hell is the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party? Thanks for the call. 9:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the new announcement that Frontier Airlines is already cutting 250 jobs. Knowing that, should we, the taxpayers of Denver, should we give them new tax breaks that they're demanding on their promise that they'll keep jobs here? If they're already moving jobs away, why are we going to give them tax breaks? 303-713-7600. We'll get back to your calls.
Dave, you know what I have? The problem I have with this one is, how do we determine which jobs are worth saving and which jobs are more important than the next job? You know, why would these 250 jobs at Frontier be more important than to save than cuts in the police department? Or let's say another private company downtown that's going to lay off 50, 75 people.
I mean, that's a good question. I think that's a fair question.
Value on, you know, what jobs are more important here in the state.
It's a fair question, and you know, I think for even politicians with good intentions, they're in a position where they're like, look, I don't want 4,000 jobs to go away.
Right.
But they're also in a position of where I think the minimum we should ask them to do is, hey, say, look, at least look at the situation, right? If they're already moving jobs away, don't just throw taxpayer money at jobs that are already leaving. That I think, even if you work at Frontier, you can say, yeah, I think that's fair, right? I mean, I do think this is exactly what happens all the time, man. Corporations come in and they threaten to leave. And it scares the bejesus out of everybody.
I think we had an instant message earlier, like, we don't bargain with terrorists, foreign or domestic.
It is. It's a version of political terrorism. It's
economic
really,
terrorism.
That's another way of putting it.
Yeah.
It's really it's a tough spot, and we're debating it out here.
Situation.
It is a sticky
situation. We seem to be the only ones talking about it today.
It's very. I don't really understand. It's a major controversial issue. Okay. After the break. A new study, I'll fill you in on a new study, and we will continue to take your calls about the Frontier Airlines situation, but a new study about Arctic temperatures, the highest in two millennium, the highest in 2,000 years. I'll fill you in on that. That just came off the wire. Let's get a traffic update with John Turner.
Well, that's no problem. The Earth is only 4,000 years old, Dave. Not. Anyway, traffic back into shape. Northbound 25, they cleaned up that accident around 104, so things improving in Thornton. Northbound 225, though, a little behind Parker Road to Mississippi. Our only accident right now, it's near Boulder, Highway 119 and Highway 52. If you travel around downtown, though, be careful. Taste of Colorado underway for the next days between 11:30 a.m. and 10 p.m. Expect some closures, lane restrictions, a lot of pedestrians, and general delays all over around downtown there at Civic Center Park. Also, DIA is going to be busy for you today. East Economy Lot full, so is Pikes Peak Shuttle Lot. And security wait time right now, 10 minutes. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Rocky Mountain Health Plans present Solo. Individual health plans as unique as Colorado. Affordable, comprehensive, and with 8 different plans, you'll find just the right one for you and your family. For a free quote, visit BUYSOLO.org.
Win a new Vespa scooter from AM 760, Sportique Scooters, and Maintenance Matters. Register right now at AM.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The Clinical Research Department at New West Physicians is currently looking for volunteers to participate in a clinical research study. If you're between the ages of 18 and 85, have a diagnosis of high blood pressure, hypertension, and are being treated with 1 to 3 medications, including an ACE inhibitor or an ARB, have a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes treated with any of the following: diet, exercise, oral diabetic medication, or fixed-dose insulin, then you may qualify to participate in this study. Researchers are looking to evaluate the effects of FDA-approved hypertension drugs on diabetes control. The study will last approximately 31 weeks. If you qualify, study-related tests and drugs are provided at no charge. You'll receive reimbursement for time and travel. To see if you qualify, call 303-785-5992. 303-785-5992. That's 303-785-5992. Or online at nwphysicians.com.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit dragonflyecogoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods. Making green a part of your life.
I want to suck your.
I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Love sucks on the CW first day.
So next, something better.
That was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 9th, U.S. only, see store for details.
Years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000. Some owe several million. And tax debt reductions right now in the 50 to 90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
It's 9:40 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. At our website, www.am760.net, you can find our best of podcast, best of our interviews of the week. Robert Sanchez, the 5280 writer on The Killer of Adolf Kors. Cindy Sage about cell phone radiation. The interview yesterday with Tom Frank and Heck of a Job Brownie. and our interview this morning with Matt Taibbi all in one place on our Best of the Week podcast at www.am760. Before we get back to the phones about the Frontier Airlines situation, I wanted to fill you in on this story about Arctic temperatures recorded at the highest levels they've been recorded at in 2,000 years. That's off the Science Wire right now. And it really reminds us how big a problem global warming is. You can find that at livescience.com. A great site, by the way. A really, really great site about it. So again, new study out, scientific study showing that Arctic temperatures are the highest they've been in 2,000 years. Pretty disturbing report. And it adds credence to the United Nations statement by the head of the United Nations this week that we are on the edge of a cliff on global warming, that if we don't do thing very, very soon, we're going to have a real problem. I think we already do have a real problem. Another science report just off the wire. I'll read you these last couple ones. They're pretty interesting. India's carbon emissions, which currently account for almost 6% of the world's total, will be more than triple within the next 20 years, according to a report compiled by a number of Indian institutions. So that's more disturbing. Here's an AP report from Cape Canaveral, Florida. A piece of orbiting junk was expected to pass very near the International Space Station on Friday, but NASA insists it would stay a safe distance away from the station and the shuttle that is docked there. Let's hope NASA's right. We'll get back to the phones now. 303-713-7600. Should Mayor Hickenlooper slow down on handing over tax breaks, special tax exemptions, to Republic Airways, the holding company, the new holding company for Frontier Airlines, with today's news in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that Republic Airways is already planning to start moving jobs out of Denver. The company earlier had said it needs these new tax breaks to stay here in Denver, but now they're already moving jobs out of Denver. Is Mayor Hickenlooper getting played for a fool? 303-713-7600 is the number we'll go to. Patty in Denver. Patty, you're on AM 760.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I think Hickenlooper has to say no. Simply, I mean, he's really between a rock and a hard place. He's going to lose jobs and revenue no matter what decision he makes. But if he gives in to their blackmail, and I love that word, economic terrorism, it's just going to have more companies doing the same thing.
And that's what I think. I think you set a precedent like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you say to every other business, come on up and make the same threat. I also think you really insult other businesses who've been playing by the rules, right? I mean, there's most businesses in the city simply say, hey, look, here's the tax structure. We're gonna play by the rules, and we're not gonna play political games trying to extort special tax breaks. Now, of course, there's examples of that happens all the time. But, you know, for the small businesses, for the medium-sized businesses, they don't have the political clout to do this. And in a sense, if this happens, it's another example of not equal treatment for the economic players in our local economy. Patty, thanks for the call.
Well, I wanted to say one other thing, that this happens to states and localities all over the country.
All over the country, that's absolutely right.
It's simply a race to the bottom. I think there has to be a federal solution because no one state or locality is powerful enough to do this. And I think there has to be maybe a federal government put a surcharge, a surtax, on any state or any corporation that gets tax concessions through this blackmail to make up for the lost revenue that the federal government then has to make up for with the state.
Yeah, I think I made that point earlier in the week, and I'm glad you brought it up again, which is that this happens all the time. Companies are pitting state governments, local governments, county governments against each other in a race to the bottom. They go to one state, they say, give us a tax break. They go to another state, they say, can you beat that tax break? And by the end, there's no tax base left. You're absolutely right. And then, of course, we have a situation where we have no tax base left, and we have a mayor running around saying he's going to lay off firefighters and police officers. Patty, thanks for the call.
Sure.
Terrell in Denver. Terrell, you're on AM 760.
Okay.
Hey, Terrell.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I was calling in with regard to the Frontier Airlines issue.
Yes,
it
sir.
It seems to me with most foreclosures, companies that, that go through bankruptcy, 50%, like the housing statistics and everything, they end up in the same situation again. The city should step in and buy it.
You think the city should buy Frontier Airlines?
They should buy Frontier for the $116 million. With the number of citizens here in Denver, it can be state-owned.
I like your thinking, Terrell.
Hey, in order to change so we don't end up in the same bind, whoever is supplying RTD with fuel, you let them also supply the airlines with fuel.
Terrell, right there, You're thinking, you raise a really important issue here. The issue you raise is that what government right now, unfortunately, is primarily in the business of doing is handing over. Let me step back from that. What government is primarily in the business of doing when it comes to economic development? Because government does a lot of good things with building roads and
sure,
schools
sure.
And public services. But in terms of economic development, the economic development of local and state governments is almost exclusively a process of handing over taxpayer money to private companies. And you raise a bigger point than merely Frontier Airlines. You raise the point that, hey, when we put taxpayer money on the line, we need to get something in return. We need to be treated like investors. We should not be treated like a big charity that simply hands out money to corporations. Now, if you remember, during the bailout discussions at the federal level, the Republicans, George Bush, and many Democrats came down with a bill that says, let's just give the banks $1 trillion, no strings attached. And that got voted down on the floor of the House, and progressive pressure forced that final bill to have provisions in it that said, listen, we're going to give the banks a lot of money, but the government is going to buy some ownership stakes in the bank. Now, what do you know? This week, we get some news that at least some of those investments are paying back some dividends. So now, I was against the bailout. I was against it in the better state. I was against it in the original state. But it shows that this doesn't have to be the paradigm. We don't have to simply, as you said, give away the money. There's a way for us, for instance, to get something back on our investment. Now, whether it's the city buying outright the airline or the city at minimum getting a commitment from the airline to keep jobs here, we can debate and discuss that. But your bigger point is absolutely right. We should not simply be giving away taxpayer money during a budget crisis of all times to a company that is already moving its job base or starting potentially to move its job base elsewhere. Terrell, thanks so much for the call. Great call. 9:49 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Just one accident, Dave. It's in Boulder. It's on 119 near Highway 52. That's about Mineral Road. Around Denver, just the normal jams on north and southbound I-25 entering downtown. Had a late accident, though, on the northbound side around 104th. Some residual traffic there, but not really a problem. Should see a lot of traffic around DIA today due to the Labor Day weekend. East Economy lot and the Pikes Peak shuttle lot are both full. Security wait time just about 10 to 15 minutes right now. Also downtown getting busy. Taste of Colorado is underway. Event started 11:30 this morning. Go all the way to 10 o'clock. That's the same deal on Saturday and Sunday. So we do have some closures there around Civic Center Park. So if you're not going to the Taste, you may want to avoid downtown this weekend. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy and warm with highs in the mid-80s. Your current downtown temperature is 69 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Meet Hank.
Hey.
Hank used to be unhappy.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school. And they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, juniors OP tops, and kids' Danskin Now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing because back to school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Price is not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell John sent you.
Just approximately 31 weeks. If you qualify, study-related tests and drugs are provided at no charge. You'll receive reimbursement for time and travel. To see if you qualify, call 303-785-5992. 303-785-5992. That's 303-785-5992 or online at nwphysicians.com.
This is a public announcement for consumers who are overwhelmed with state and federal tax debt. If you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay, you can now receive a no-risk tax review and get powerful information on how you may be able to settle your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a no-risk tax review from Tax Helpline. This is a service to the public offered by the Tax Helpline. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, excessive penalties, or afraid any of these may happen, call the Tax Helpline now. The Tax Helpline's enrolled agents are ex-IRS employees with over 40 years of experience negotiating rock-bottom settlements and affordable payment plans. Call the Tax Helpline immediately. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. The Tax Helpline is not a government agency.
Honey, take care of children. 953 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Go back to the phones here. Let's go to Dave in Littleton. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, how you doing?
Good.
I was actually calling in to let, I was talking to John about it. I called the Channel 7 news desk, and they pretty much told me that whole story is just really a non-story. There's nothing there.
Come on.
To be, oh, I swear. They told me that. That's not really a story to be talking about.
What'd they say is a story?
I was trying to explain to the guy, and he's like, well, that's just the airline. That's just what they do. He said that Frontier was getting those breaks, and then the new company, they just have to reestablish those tax breaks.
That's very. That's. I can't say that I'm surprised about that, in the sense that, you know, local news, just like national news, is more and more caught up with the stupid and the frivolous. I mean, let's put it this way: if a company moving 150 or 250 jobs, one of the biggest employers in the city and the state, starting to move jobs elsewhere while also demanding tax breaks during a budget crisis that forces police layoffs, isn't a story, then I don't really understand how those news outlets pretend that they don't understand why they have less and less viewers. I mean, this is a story that will impact, I guarantee you, this is a story that will impact all of us, whether you're a flyer, whether you never fly, but you're just living here in Colorado and you want the economy to do better, or whether you are an employee of the airline. This is a huge story.
I agree, and it's really disturbing to me that they're paying so much attention to this ridiculous Obama speech and, you know, about people keeping their kids home, and they keep bringing this up in the news.
Right, but quite literally a non-story.
Happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Quite literally, we get wall-to-wall coverage. And by the way, fine, you want to do wall-to-wall national coverage of this, of the Obama, somehow it's an outrage that he's telling kids that
doing well in school is a good idea. You want to do national coverage of that? Fine.
Well,
local news? I mean, local news, if the local news can't cover a story about one of the biggest employers of the state starting to move its jobs out of the state while also demanding, extorting, really, tax breaks from the Hickenlooper administration during a time when Mayor Hickenlooper is running around threatening to lay off police officers, then I don't know why you have a local news outlet at all. It's absolutely outrageous. I mean, look, hey, you know what? Part of me says, hey, if they don't want to cover it, we're going to cover it right here on AM 760. And I hope as many folks as possible tune in and listen to us here. But I got to tell you something. I agree with you, man. It's completely and totally negligent. I can't believe we're the only ones talking about this. It's absolutely pathetic. It's absolutely, this is a huge story. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, last call of the day. We'll go to Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, you're on AM 760.
This is typical where you put anybody at a project at the end where you don't have a chance to respond. But my only point is I don't think you guys understand economics. The private sector creates jobs. That's the difference between a policeman and the private sector. You don't create anything. The government simply takes that money and redistributes it. And my advice to you, David, why don't you double the tax on Frontier and all the other corporations here in town? If it has no impact whatsoever, let's just double it and raise all this money and nothing will ever happen. You don't think tax rates have an impact?
Eddie, so you think one company should get a special tax break at the same time? You think, I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, you may call yourself a conservative, but I don't like my tax money. My hard-earned tax dollars being given to a corporation in a special tax break as that corporation moves its workforce out of the state. Now, maybe you're a conservative and you're a corporate welfare conservative, and that's what you like your hard-earned taxpayer dollars to go to. Frankly, that's not where I am. And I don't think that's where most listeners are. And frankly, I don't think that's where most conservative listeners are. Now, you may want to live in a society whose job it is to take its own taxpayer money and throw it at corporations that are leaving the state. But again, I don't think that's where most people are. And I don't think it's where most conservatives are, much less most Democrats. Thanks for the call. All right, start of the Labor Day weekend, at least for me. Hope you all have a very good Labor Day weekend. Hope to see you at that picnic on Monday in Lincoln Park. See you then.
Insured by Humana Insurance Company. All applications are subject to underwriting approval. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions may apply. Rates quoted.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Visit our booth at A Taste of Colorado, September 4th through the 7th. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.